Bershus, Choshev Rabbanim, Talmidei Chachamim, Chaverim, B'chol HaKohol HaKadosh HaZeh. Before we begin, it's my duty and my privilege to acknowledge the Achsanya of this program, Dr. Aaron Mandel. Many of you know Dr. Mandel personally. By profession, he's an optometrist. He specializes in vision. In the Yukum Purkan Tefillah, we say every Shabbos, we are mispalel for Nehoira Ma'alia, excellent sight, vision. In Aramaic, it has more of a ring to it. It doesn't just mean physical sight. It has a connotation of spiritual sight, to see the world with spiritual eyes. Dr. Mandel, over 30 years ago, looked at this community and he felt that we can do better. Tisha B'Av can be better. There can be something more to Tisha B'Av. And he created this program and in the process has inspired thousands of people. The greatest form of flattery is imitation. Many people have come and tried to follow his style, his way, and likewise inspire thousands of people across the world through coming together on Tisha B'Av and properly mourning over the Churban Yerushalayim. May him and his Revitzin and his family be zocha to all the other brachas we say in the Yukum Purkan Tefillah. Chino v'chisto v'rachamid v'chayin arichei v'mezoni revichei v'siyata d'shmaya uvar yiskufa zara chaya v'kayama zara di lo yivsok v'di lo yivtol v'piskonei oiraisa. At this time, I also want to personally thank Dr. Mandel for dedicating this segment of the program L'zeche L'ili Nishmas, my parents, Rav Aaron, Ben Rav Mordechai, Zichronim Levracha, and Imi Marasi, Leia Sarabas, Rav Shmuel David, Aleha Hashalom, Himni Kaparas Mishkova. Today actually is the Shloshim of my mother. My father, Zichron Levracha, was a Rav in this community for almost 30 years. And he was always very impressed with this program. In fact, he would warn me way in advance to make sure that I'm available so that I can accompany him to this program, to be here. He felt this is the place to be on Tisha B'Av, the proper environment, the proper setting to be Mesabel on the Churban Yerushalayim. My mother, Aleha Hashalom, when she was born, she was born to my grandparents after many years of not having children and after having survived the war. And when my grandmother came home with her, she was so overwhelmed with the miracle of having a child, she couldn't bring my mother up the steps. Her hands shook uncontrollably. A neighbor had to bring my mother up the steps. 30 days ago, when my mother was niftar, we shook. Vayechrat charada gedola ad ma'od. We shook more than my grandmother shook. My grandmother could not have foreseen the impact our mother would have upon us, upon her family, upon her friends. And may the learning that we do today be a zechus, a merit, and may it be an aliyah for the neshamos, hane'ehovim b'chayehem uv'mosam lo nifradu. We begin with Kinevav. The first kinev for today, of the day, is Kinevav. I'm going to follow the number system that's the most common in the art scroll, kinos. Many of you have the art scroll kinos. There are other kinos that follow the same numbering system. The first kinev begins with a pattern. It focuses primarily on the last eight letters of the aleph base. The The first 14 letters appear in the Pia that was traditionally recited in the Shemoneh Esrei, which we don't do that today, it's not common. The Kalir, the author of this piyut, very cleverly inserted in the third line of each section a word, a special word. And those words are in total Mishkan, Gilgul, Shiloh, Nov, Givon, Ivuyecha, Devir. If you look at, for example, in the first section, Sakosa, Mishkan, Mitzikos, Divirai, simply means we're mourning, we're lamenting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has covered, you have covered your Mishkan, your heavenly abode, from listening to my words. But this word Mishkan is not just the word that the Kalir used to bring out his cry, his expression of tzar. This word was cleverly put in this position because it's going to serve as a pattern, a simon for the next section of all the different places where the Shekhinah rested, the Klal Yisrael, through our history. The Shekhinah rested in the Mishkan for 40 years. In the next section we have the third line, Gilgal. The Shekhinah was there for 14 years. It was then in Shiloh for 369 years. Nova given for a total of 52 years. The Bayis Rishon, which we're calling here the Ivuyecha, your most desirable place, for 410 years. And Devir, another term that refers to the Beis HaMikdash, for 420 years. That's one theme, that's one interesting theme about that we see in this Kina. Another thing that we have to keep in mind about this Kina, the Kina not only expresses the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Churban of all of the Mishkanos, but it brings out this idea that our enemies took such pleasure in our pain. First line, Suru meni, go away from us, Shemuni Oivrai. Sichi Umaos, they made us into filth and repugnance. Hesimuni be'eri chavirai, and so on and so forth. There is an unusual thing that does not appear in many of the other kinos, where our enemies rejoiced in our downfall. I think to understand this kino, we have to look at a pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. In Parshas Vayishlach, we learn how Yaakov Avinu, he comes home, he returns to Canaan, to his father, to Yitzchak, and he meets Esav on the way. The pasuk says, "V'hu oiver lifnein vayishtachu arzo sheva pa'amim." Yaakov bows down seven times. Ad gishtoi ad ochif. The Medrash HaGadol says, for bowing down seven times to Esav, Esav destroyed the seven, or Esav, the Umos HaOlam, which is represented in Esav, destroyed the seven Mishkanos listed in this Kina. The Mishkan, Gilgul, Shiloh, Noiv, Givoin, Ivu Yechad, Bayesush, and Bayesheni. And the question is, why? If Yaakov Avinu is bowing down, is humbling himself to Esav, he is so good to Esav, he is so kind to Esav, why would Esav's descendants, or the people who Esav represents, why would they destroy the seven Mishkanos of Klal Yisrael? And I think Rashi comes to answer this question. Rashi alludes to this Medrash HaGadol by telling us in the next pasuk, Vayorotz Esav Likrosa Vayichabekehu. Esav runs to Yaakov Avinu and he embraces him. Vayishokehu. And Vayipol al Tzavara Vayishokehu. He falls on his neck and he kisses him. And Rashi says, why did Esav kiss Yaakov Avinu? Nisgalgulu Rachamov. He was overwhelmed. Kishera'uhu Mishtachaveh Kol Hishtachavos Halalu. When he saw Yaakov bow down all of these times, Vayishokehu. And he kissed him with his full heart. Esav was overwhelmed at the kindness, at the humility of Yaakov Avinu. And Rashi comments, let's not get carried away here. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, halacha hi, biyadua. It is reality, it is a fact, it is the way of life. She'esav soinei li Yaakov. Ella, so what's happening here? Esav is kissing Yaakov. It was only at that moment. If we're good to Esav, if we try to embrace Esav, we try to humble ourselves to Esav, become part of their society, to assimilate and blend in, it works. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's a beferish pasuk. It works. Nichmudu rachamav. However, it only works the osa shah for one short moment. The reality is, the long-term reality is, halacha diodenu Esav sone liyakov. And that is the message of this kina, the painful reminder. Although throughout history we have tried so hard to be good to Esav, to do everything we can to follow their rules, to be kind to them, it only works but osa shah. If we find ourselves in a situation where things seem good, we have to recognize it's only ella but osa shah. The painful reality is this kina. The umos ha'olam have taken away from us our 7 mishkanos because halacha biyadeinu Esav sone liyakov. Let's say the kina. Shava sudu meni yishimul yevrai sechimos hesimul yevrei chaverai sakhoisa mishkan niskos devrai sakhoisa vihuv legu giborai safhu chafu moadu evorai kisilo kabirai nafloi deni betzul dechuyo eni chikso lechazan abadir berachuyo alpule gilgol chavuyo eni noilales bevondis nechuyo osav nichama yikol livchuyo vinom aleila mihi vanchuyo alpune feroas du betzul chati dechav halgetsu av zohu al kio adu yisoy dechav pachat chet shiloi talk off so dera potsu khazir hayar ye khazir dera potsu ma se yo lini dera perso sim yo dera al hatsion sadu shoy nei nidonai sof al ro shet yo in zidonai sam sub dera lamo zidonai soid not sartel o yer midonai so I come be me then the night sade ku adonai ato kalen hich badato u meyedi er muni kerafto boy lai va yachar imunim Krossi liyesh vegibon oid himzer muni Koylo yashmi abarav higri muni Kum yavo ribyo sel heri muni Krossi lamavai himri muni Lama ruecha peinu lo tebach shomaru Roiso ki chesanu oiram chomaru Roiso ki omol vochas di vuyoch gomoru Rav dibiati cheske lilkoim kimoim moru Rav nachetimi goyo moru Ea adunoi ki tzali ne ahai chomar moru Hashemenu sisi shimalu goyitzioni yishiv domre mores chatzirai lahat kieni sibsei mishoy rei devir dom bulahad diveni shamat vizumos af heichen letaat eni shach vunadu chotos lahavri eni shomu kine nochoni kitom chato bichesa refoy nacharom Pushivam gemol kios chazois panecha tirdef mitzamul yoyitzei alza vunecha titen lahav heiv noyitz seif eninecha tikul eshakadom kois komus bidinecha tovikoros lefunecha tovu yeltsu asher kilonu Reboi chamos bechemo nihalonu adlach alach vechobar higlonu zokidu vachor vesulo kivolonu rom habet no amcho kulonu zuchor adonoi mehoyolonu Kina Zayin. Kina Zayin, the Kalir, he focuses on the concept of remembrance. He bitterly complains that Hashem did not remember all of the glorious events in our history and allow the Churban to take place. For example, he complains that Hashem did not remember V'lo Zacharta Bris Ben Habasarim. Hashem did not remember the Kfitzas Haderech, did not remember the Aliyah L'Regel, did not remember Matan Torah, did not remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us on Kanfei Nisharim. Hashem did not remember Nasa V'Nishma, V'loi Zocharta, and was quick. The first line of the Kina reads, Eicha, how could it be? Atzav Yatecha, did you rush in your anger L'abeid B'yad Adoimim Emunecha, to eradicate in the hands of Edom, Esav, your faithful ones? It's a good question. Why didn't Hashem remember? What happened here? There's something called remembrance. I think the answer to this question lies in the Yom Tov that's just around the corner in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, We have a famous chazal, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefonai, Berosh Hashana Malchiyos, Zichroinos, and Shofros. Malchiyos, Kedei Shetamluchuni Aleichem. Zichroinos, I want you to say before me Psukin of Zikoroin, Kedei Sheyavoy Lefonai Zichroinchem Letoiv. So that your remembrance shall come before me with toiva. But then the Gemara says something very powerful. Uvamo. The Gemara is addressing our question. How does one go about reminding Hashem? Is it enough just to recite a few psukim? Is it enough to recite the kina? Uvamo. How do we do this? The Gemara answers with one word. Bashofar. You have to use a shofar. What does this mean? How is this applicable to today, throughout the entire year? And the answer is the shofar is a symbol of the Akedah. At the end of the Akedah, Vayisay eino vayar vihine ayil, achar nechaz basvach bekarnav. The shofar is a symbol for the Akedah. What is the Akedah? What did Avraham Avinu accomplish with the Akedah? The Pasuk makes it very clear. The last words of the Akedah, Ata Yodati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. You are a Yorei Shomayim. The shofar is an object which represents the concept of Yira Shomayim. If we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us, it must be up against the backdrop, an environment of Yira Shomayim. When a person has a dilemma, he has a nisayon, should he do the Avera? Should he not do the Avera? And the person decides not to do the Avera. What is he in essence doing? He is remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present. And he holds back from doing the Avera. It is only appropriate, therefore, midah keneged midah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us. That is the Musar Haskel of this Kina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately, did not remember all of the beautiful moments in history where we were close with Him. It's because, unfortunately, rak in yiras elokim b'mokoyim hazeh. We've come to that. And the only way we can remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still living a life uvamo b'shofar, living in an environment of yiras shemayim. Eichat sovi apecho l'abei biyad adoy mememunecho v'lezachar t'bris v'nasem asher b'ra'ot l'liv chumecho v'chein botinu z'chor v'mecho yolanum. Zuchor Adonai mehayon eicha shafta b'sha'afecha v'leshalois biyad shoydim shileinecha v'loy zacharta toikef taltalei soyar asher tikanta l'sminech v'lubchein to anu zuchor adonai mehayonu to anu l'shvoich dimos kamayim al nebiyom zeher nishbinu fa'amayim zochri b'yoisi b'shalva yosheves b'rushalayim Raganti viato adem ad chuk shomoyin. Kinuches. Kinuches adem ad chuk shomayin. If only I can soar to the sphere of heaven. I would cause the heavens to lament together with me over the Chorban, over our tzaras. I would curse the day in which I was destroyed twice, the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. And this Kali, and in the next words, Esoinin, I would complain, me Yitain Roshimai. Difficult expression, Eicha. What exactly this means? Simply it means, and from Sarkin Yirmiyah, it's an Eich as well, Mi Yitain Roshimai, if only my head was a bucket of water and my eyes would produce tears continuously, as if my head was just pure liquid. It's a very unusual expression. There are other interpretations. But the major theme of this kina, the Kalir, is taking the word me. In this kina, 12 times, the Kalir extracted an expression, either from Tanakh or one of his own, and takes the word me and concludes a section of the kina with this word, mi yitein roshimayim eshag mi yitneini ba'alva midbar. If only I can go back to the desert, the glorious days of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Aroshem mi yitneini shomer v'shayis. If only I was able to destroy my enemies as if they were thorns and thistles. If only I can once again come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth. The Kalir is playing with the word me. This is the motif of this kina, me. What is going on? We have a tradition that the first time a word appears in the Torah is where its essence is defined. It's frightening where we find the first time in the Torah the word me. In the aftermath of the chait of the Eitz Hadas, Hashem says to Adam, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim el ha'Adam." Vayomer lo, vayikra Hashem Elokim el ha'Adam. After Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem calls out to Adam, "Vayomer loy, ayeka." Where are you? And we know, everyone knows the Medrash, ayeka, the same letters as Eicha. Hashem is mourning over Adam, over the sin. We know the Musar, the Targum on, at, where are you, where are you holding? Ayeka was the first Musar Shmuz in history. Where are you holding in life? Okay, Musar. But then it gets worse. Adam says, Ribbono shel Olam, you know where I am? I'm hiding. Vayomer, eskol chashamati bagon vo'ira, I was afraid. You know why I'm afraid? Because I recognize that I'm not properly dressed. Ki eroim onochi. For echave. And I hid. And now Hashem says, Vayoymer, mi higid lecha ki eroim ot. Simply it's translated, who told you that you are not properly dressed? The Targum translates the word mi as mon. Mon. Who? Which creature told you this? There weren't that many creatures available at this time. But who told you this information? If you look carefully in the pasuk, the word me, the tam hamikra, for the word me, the tam is a yesiv, which basically means that it's a mafsik. The word me stands on its own. It does not necessarily have to be connected to the word higid lecha. And indeed, Rashi disagrees with the Targum and has a different translation for the word me. Me ayin lecha lodas. How do you know? Where does it come to you, this information? Not who told you. What happened? How did this come about that you know? Me ayin lecha lodas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, for the first time in the history of the world, is demanding from man accountability. You are responsible for your act. It's not just a Musar Shmuz Eicha. Where are you holding? I want you to take responsibility for your actions. Accountability. May ayin l'cholodas. How do you know this? What happened here? That's the most, that is the meaning of me, accountability. We come to Tisha B'Av. Unfortunately, many of us sit back. What could we do? It's not our fault. It happened 1,943 years ago. We're not responsible. It's sad. There are problems. Things can be better. That's not what Tisha B'Av is. Tisha B'Av is a day where you have to take responsibility. Any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not built, it's as if that generation destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av is a day where Hashem says, me, what is going on? Why is there still Golus? Take responsibility for your actions. You are responsible. You are accountable for what is taking place. This is the Musar of me. This is the Musar of this Kina. The Kalir is taking the word me and is mourning. If only we can truly take responsibility, we can be accountable, we can figure out what to do. That is the Musar of this Kina, Kina Ches. Ade achug shamayim. Ade achug shamayim. Ali iti shamayim. Or yom achli bifamayim. Es oinim li itein reshimayim. Avchim bifchi lel midbar. Vechana lel milel u midbar mi midbar. Avaki iti alas midbar. Eshag mi itneini va midbar. E goda ve enoshol kenekev zayis. Agore iti kol bnei vayis. Egrem shiyem abal habayis. Adoshe li itneini shonu vashoyis. Ade b'chol leiv laham tzeihu. Eda milin bom laham tzeihu. Adonai Cheli, Echra Luchaberich Lechatel Machali, Achtiocha Bashir Mashim Echli, Akavin Yitencho Kiochli, Al Tishkach Tzak Asriel, Elov Legor Yudhi Yisrael, Al Fishinon Hashem Osrael, Lehmar Miite, Mitzin Yeshua Yisrael, Yisrael Meis Bidurachai, Loi Holochu, Azavuni Vazavtem Ufnamehem Nehapochu, Roganti Vihilalti Umeai Vilibiner Pnushpochu, Echos Sefarti. Come now to Kina Tess. How could it be that my splendid Beis HaMikdash has been removed from our head, from my head? And this Kina, the Kalir, he focuses on the Psukim in Parshas Bichukosai. The second section focuses on the beginning of the Toichacha. And the first section focuses on the beautiful brachos, the most incredible brachos that precede the Teichacha. We all know the psukim, im bichukosai teilechu, v'nosati gishmechem bi'itom, I'll grant you rain, v'hisig lachem daish esbotzir, there'll be a full set of crops, v'nosati, the ultimate bracha, v'nosati shalom ba'aretz, peace. Can't be a bigger bracha than shalom. And the Kalir, he mourns that all of these things were transformed into the opposite because of our sins. Because we, b'chalalam t'naya shechoyza nimlochu, we violated the words of the Nevi'im because we committed all the various types of sins. And then he goes on to discuss the Teichacha, the beginning of the Teichacha, and acknowledges that we were deserving for all of this, all of the punishments because of our sins. The first word of this kina, of this series of psukim, or the first words are im bichogosai teleichu. We all know the Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean im bichogosai teleichu? If you will be amelin b'torah, all the brachos shetihu amelin b'torah, all of the brachos begin if a person is omel, he toils in Torah. And indeed, we all know the Gemara was the Haftarah today. The question was asked to the Chachamim, to the Nevi'im, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy, the bring about the Golos? And no one knew the answer. Not the Chacham, not the Nevi'im. Ad Sheperesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave the answer, Al Ozvem Es Torah, so you have abandoned my Torah. And Chazal explained, what does that mean? Omer Rav, so Gemara Masech the Nedarim, She'ein Nevorchin Batoira Tchila. They did not make a Baracha. And I think these two, Maamar Chazal, go hand in hand. How does a person come to be an Omel B'Torah, to toil in Torah? Not everyone finds it so easy to be an Omel B'Torah. And the answer is, it all starts with the first Baracha, the Baracha of Birchas HaTorah, where we pray to Hashem, V'harevna Hashem Elokeinu Esterei Rasecha B'Fina V'Fi Amcha Beis Yisrael. We pray to Hashem that Torah should be sweet, should be pleasant. If only we would be mispala, that Torah would be pleasant, it would be natural for us to be omel b'Torah, to toil in Torah. And from there, all of the brachos flow. V'nasati gishmechan v'itam. We'll have Dayish Espots here, Shalom Ba'aretz. And let's now focus on this bracha of Shalom Ba'aretz. The Gemara Masech, the brachos, tells us that there are only two brachos that are in the Torah. Birchas HaTorah, the first bracha, the bracha we say before we learn Torah. And Birchas HaMazon, the bracha we make after we finish eating. And if these two brachos are the only brachos that are min HaTorah, and one is the bracha Rishona and one is the bracha Acharona, it must be that there is a relationship between these two brachos. And indeed the Gemara says, what is Birchas HaMazon? Birchas HaMazon, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just for the food that He has given us, but primarily the focus of Birchas HaMazon is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, al ha'oretz ha'toyva asher nosan loch. Noydil Hashem Elokeinu al shem chalto lavoseinu eretz chemda toyva urechava. There is a direct relationship between these two brachas. If a person makes the bracha rishona, as Hakadosh Baruch Hu told the Nevi'im and the Chachamim, the harevna is mispalel, there should be sweetness in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant your request. There will be Amelis B'Torah, and that will lead ultimately to V'nasati Shalom Ba'aretz. You'll be able to recite the Baruch Achrona Ala Oretz HaToyva Asher Nosan Loch. But if there's not going to be Amelis B'Torah, there's not going to be the Baruch HaRishon, there's not going to be an opportunity to say Birchas HaMazon. That's what the Gemara means, Al Mo Avdo Ha'aretz. It's interesting that today we don't eat. No food. One of a kind event. No food. Come to a wedding hall. There's no food. Why don't we eat? Why not? So you'll say, well, we are in Avelus. Since when do Avelim not eat? There's a Sudas Havra. There's a special Nusach of Birchas HaMazon. So you'll tell me, it's also a Tzom. It's a Pasuk. Tzom HaChamishi. It's a day to do tshuva, to reflect. Okay, I accept. I accept the answer. But there's a much deeper reason why we don't eat today. Because if we would eat today, we would have to eat as a shomer Torah mitzvos would eat. You wash your hands. You recite hamotzi. You eat a piece of bread. You eat a meal, like a mensch. And then you recite Birchas HaMazon. We'll say to Hashem today on Tisha B'Av, Noydilucho Hashem Elokeinu Al shen chalto lavosenu eretz chemda toiva urechav. Thank you, Hashem, so much for the beautiful Eretz Yisrael that you have given us. Hashem will look at us as if we're crazy. You're thanking me today on Tisha B'Av for Eretz Yisrael. This is the thanks you give me on this day when I have expelled you from your land. And let's make it very clear. I didn't expel you from your land for doing nothing. You have committed just about every possible crime, every possible aver in the Torah, starting with Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shlichas Damim, Sinas Chinam, and a whole long list of averos listed in Masechet Shabbos. If you really want to thank me, you really appreciate Eretz Yisrael, maybe you should be sensitive to the Kedusha of the land and live in Eretz Yisrael the way you should. Talk is cheap. I don't need to hear these words of Nodeh Lecha Hashem Elokeinu when your actions are everything but thanks. It's the ultimate hypocrisy to recite Birchas Hamazon on Tisha B'Av. There couldn't be a greater hypocrisy than this. And that's why we don't eat. Because we can't bring ourselves, we can't put ourselves in a position where we need to say, to recite Birchas Hamazon. And how does it all start? It all doesn't start with the Bracha Achrona, it starts with the Bracha Rishona. The Bracha Rishona is to pray to Hashem, the Harevna, Hashem Elokeinu is to raise Rascha Befinu. If we would pray to Hashem that Torah should be sweet, everything would follow from there.
Thank
Hare kama shonim hamo mani lehiskalem anushim bivikuach vi'ihi im be'ele tikve eid oilalto al admoini lesachafoi uleshasifoi shivasayim kyoini tochon tzua bitzes kol me'armoni kinehemanti bir holachti afani afani lochud biyoike shikoroin orvo simcho vihishpis choroin loretz eishe ve'ege vigoroin eicho yoshivo chavatz heles hash How could it be that it sits alone? Chavatzeles Hasharon, the rose of the Sharon. This term from Shashirin is a reference to Klal Yisrael, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kohanim. It refers to many, many different things. In the context of this kina, it refers to the Kohan. This kina yud, is the kina where we mourn for the Churban of the Kohanim HaKedoshim, the Holy Kohanim. We know the Gemara in Tainus tells us that David and Shmuel divided all of the Kohanim into 24 Mishmaros. The Mishmaros would rotate in the Beis HaMikdash on a weekly basis. Every week a different Mishmar would appear, would settle down in the Beis HaMikdash, and would do the Avoda for the week. Shabbos, they would meet with the incoming Mishmar, and they would rotate for 24 weeks. Kohanim were in the Beis HaMikdash 2 weeks a year. Each Kohen himself only served one day of the week, except for Shabbos, Yom Tov. A very interesting system of Mishmaros. In this kina, the Kalir takes the 24 Mishmaros and breaks them into 24, takes this kina and breaks into 24 sections, and each section he concludes with the name of one of the Mishmaros. Sometimes the name refers to the Mishmar itself, sometimes it refers to the city in which the Mishmar lived throughout the year. Sometimes it refers not to the name of the city or the name of the Mishmar, but rather to the sin that that particular Mishmar was guilty of and deserving Churban. The number 24 is a very important number in Jewish thought. 24 is not just the number of hours in a day. The Chazal focus very much on the number 24 by taking note that there are 24 Sifrei Tanakh. But more importantly, those 24 Sifrei Tanakh come from the Tachshitei Kala, the jewelry of the bride. So Pasek Vika Kala is Moshe, the Gemara makes a drasha, takes the word Kala that's mentioned by Moshe, and tells us that a Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in the 24 Sifrei Tanakh, just like a Kala is beautified with 24 pieces of jewelry. These pieces of jewelry, these ornaments are mentioned indirectly in Sefer Yeshayim, Paragimel, where Yeshayim wants Klal Yisrael that if they do not do tshuva, the 24 pieces of jewelry will be transformed into 24 objects of mourning and of tzar. Jewelry is something which enhances the beauty of a person. There were 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim. It's not a coincidence that there were 24. The Kohanim were the jewelry, were the yoifi of Klal Yisrael. V'atem tihiyu li mamleches Kohanim v'goy kadosh. They were the teachers, the spiritual leaders. They were supported with dignity. and were able to inspire Klal Yisrael. And that was all destroyed and lost in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, the Kalir, he says this almost explicitly in the Kino, Golso Ne'artza Kala Mikushata, the Kala that has been adorned with her jewelry. This is the Churban of the loss of the Kohanim, the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael, in our own eyes and in the eyes of the world, has been reduced to signs of mourning. There's another important idea I want to mention about this kina. We have a Yom Tov in the year. It's called Chanukah. In Chanukah, after we light the candles, it's almost universal. It doesn't matter if you're Sephardi, Ashkenazi. Everyone seems to say the same nusach, not exactly, but Haneros Halalu, Anachnu Madlikim Al Hanisim V'Al Haniflos V'Al Hatashuos V'Al Hamilchamos Shasis Alavoseinu Bayamim Ohei Bazman Hazeh. And then come some very important words, which unfortunately we don't really appreciate to the full extent. Al Yidei Koihanecha HaKidoshim. The miracle of Chanukah was brought forth through the Kohanim. They get the credit. It was their Mesiras Nefesh, both physically and spiritually, that brought about the great miracle of Chanukah. Chanukah, Chazal tell us, is Soif Kol HaNisim. It was the last of the major miracles. It took place during the middle of the Bayis Sheni. It's what keeps us strong. It gives us the stamina to survive the Golus. It's the Soif. There's something to the last. Soif Kol HaNisim, it's with us today. And who is the one who brought about this miracle? The Koyanecha HaKidoshim. In the Al HaNisim of Chanukah, we say, Ula'amcha Yisrael asisa teshua gedol ufurkan kehayoim hazeh. There is no day in the year where these words are more true. Today, there are no candles. And in fact, in this kino it says, V'chovo ner hadoylek b'marev. The menorah was extinguished. On Chanukah, every night, we light a candle, one candle, two candles, eight candles, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. But today, there are no candles. V'chovo ner hadoylek b'marev. It's the ninth day of Chanukah. But yet, Ula Amcha Yisrael Asisa Teshua Gidola Ufurkon Kehayoim Hazeh. The Babylonians are gone. The Egyptians are gone. The Syrian Greeks are gone. The Persians are gone. The Romans are gone. But we are still here. We are here. We are mourning over the Beis HaMikdash. The Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. Klal Yisrael is thriving. And whose legacy is Kehayoim Hazeh? The Koihanecha HaKedoshim. It is they who took the lead, who inspired, who brought out the miracle of Chanukah, the Soif Kol HaNisim. And this is what we mourn over. We mourn over, they cannot celebrate our success today. They're no longer here. They are choraf due to our sins. Echa yoshva chavatzeles hashoroin v'domam rohoi mipinoi seoroin v'noho mimishnoi som koyanin dine aroin ki nimsa bayis v'nisarvim aroin Chosif ken chumesh esifodin ki hanera koyin v'navi b'yema kibudim al domoy nishchatu prachim kitzi pirim v'nodu kitzi podin koyan nehei tzipodim golso v'yarza kalamikushoto v'avoyin ma'asro yisush mito uva arbohas shifotim Hushpata Umei Edyo Huf Shota Mishmeris Mish Mif Shota Dachehol Shamu Kinefrats Kastlai Vam Il Kinigra Pisilo Huad Hushpal Nitilo Venom Mish Silo Kain Isolo Hoyoivin Malivin Bilechan Elechen Kivilu Halai for the Hoysler Evlochen Vilhuravu Vahutsa Muhutsma Mimimimu Milachen Kivulu shesayt shalach mi beis halachem bayitzachad aoyin b'akesav nechbos usmur eifer al roshot ibas mevas nitku v'nerot nechbos kifal shibulachem ufas nukal yitvas b'zoch v'zmanah shonas al mishma hishivu v'yatu anoy swamin lo yavu lanav roish subu v'ravu v'hu ktsu v'hu lovu choya nehe alivu chet chotov yamra le'elzel v'ligo v'hit v'choy zayel avorkein Hooknu Nagiza, Hell, Waiting One Helm, Elm, Kifauzi, Elm, Tomasa, Hekani, for Sibyl, and Alla Ravahel, Ron and Avak, Ragwa, Pebble, Bain, Miscavel, the Havanabel, Yolifan, Sorgris, Kikloya, Kuyafti, Kidaman, Dorhamabel, Kissahish, Lipibul, Vinibul, Fayet, Sibyl, Hevel, Kabul, Koyan, Hovel, Kuamo, Koynu, Kino, Kihir. He is so well kind of going of all some kid of another making the Mishmer Sal Kona, Bloy Lamorum, Ain Safas, the Hesef Al Heres, he pass, Ubihizuk Musor, Hur pass, Veneras, Vinil pass, Coins pass, Mimorum, Hishmia, Nil AC to Oin, the Kani Bivadon, Ubishigoin, Ufakar Alaya, Voino, the Givoin, Vino Mimoin, Mishmer Space Coin Voin, Niskado, Lavoin, Vinihov, Kihushafti, and Nuna, Mibliov. Vinim nati militzav tzeif b'minim yugav v'noso alai kino mishmeres yishev av stila b'nayim ha'yim ha'yim v'loim nizgar b'yakidas m'yam 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 kutzogir ha'yam mishmeres ma'adyam agar b'chor shechor shemarichu l'manis v'yriku alai chere v'chanis v'beisi tzeilos v'sanis v'mitzua sach mitzua sa'yivonis persevin yol yod yishol kidlo hi'amina b'hashko v'shnach v'hush v'som b'ritz malach Bin Shem and Mulloch, but I shamam loch, Sadi Kuadunaki, few moras. We are Ruaru, Ad Hayesoidbo, who are us, who smore us, even Zimroskinim, Oleho, Necheras, Uvi Katseeret, Nizras, Nitras, Korosi Litsui, the Kovilorav, the Kananti, the Arab, Arab, Chavo, Neher, Hadoy Lake, Bimarov, Frechlorav, Machlorav, Eki, who's Arti, can you be some Sami Bian? Dunam mama kanu yom migdal nuniyom shamukiyat sasi bashivya v'nisru chadas marm shavuya v'hu shati l'shamba v'ahar buviyam u'mehester chavuya nadu beis chavuya v'shem amukim v'zamti v'tzachan nafis v'men v'chanam l'nosan lirachan imachaninam v'kir yaschon ono kifar yuchano tovay roas somuni ha'adonin Vashasu Shalai Shemin, Veshavahaya Yomin, Vavoin, Pisilim, Noh, Gin Soin, Tsalmin, Tovoy Samriach, the Hoshki, Stazriach, the Hadesha Atmol Seinu, Safriach, the Reach Nichainu, Kikedem, Toriach, Umishuchoncho, Tariach, Shuechamah, Soriach, Vaikoine, Yermiohu, Al Yohoishiohu, Kinir Aleph. Kina Yiralef, Ayikoinim, Yemiyohu, Yoshiyohu is the most important kina of the kinos. This was sanctioned by none other than Yemiyohu Hanavi himself. Let's begin with some background. There was a king, Klal Yisrael, by the name of Yoshiyohu. Yoshiyohu inherited his malchus from a very wicked father and grandfather, Amoin and Menashe. Amoin and Menashe was so wicked that they succeeded in wiping out any vestige of Yiddishkeit in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael at this point did not, in the time of their malchus, their reign, knew from nothing, zero. They did not even know what a Sefer Torah looked like. That is what it appears from the words of Chazal. Yoshiyahu became Melech after the death of Amon. Yoshiyahu, he was only 8 years old. He ruled for 8 years old. For 8 years, and then there was a renovation project in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Kohen by the name of Chilkiyahu, and he discovered a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah was put away way back in the time of Ochaz, when Ochaz similarly began to take away Yiddishkeit from Klal Yisrael. And they found the Sefer Torah, and they read it, and after a give and take. It was brought to Yoshiyahu, and he read the words in the Sefer Torah. Yoyleich Hashem Oisecha V'yasmalkecha, the words of the Tovcha in Parshas Kitzavoy, Asher Tokim Olecha El Goy Asher Lo Yodata Atov Avosecha V'avadet Hashem Elohim Acherim Eitzlev. Yoshiyahu was frightened. He took this as a very personal message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's something wrong. And he began the greatest tshuva movement in the history of Klal Yisrael, to the point where the Pasuk testifies about Yoshiyahu that there was no one like him, v'chomohu lo hoyo lefonof melech asher shav el Hashem b'chol levovoy v'chol nafsho v'chol ma'odo k'chol teras Moshe v'acharav lekom kamohu. You can't get a better compliment than that. And this was Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Tzadik Yisodo. In the 39th year of his reign, of his Malchus, he got a message from Paro Necho, down south, southwest of Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to pass through the land to wage a war against Melech Ashur along Nahar Paras and Karkamish. There was some long-standing dispute between them, and he just wanted rite of passage, nothing more than that. Yoshiyahu looked at his generation, and he saw nothing but tzaddikim, and he said, it says in the Torah, that in times of peace, v'cherev loy savar bi'artzechem, that in times of peace, parashas v'chukosai, when Klal Yisrael are doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sword will not pass through your land, which Chazal interpret to mean afilu cherev shel shalom. And he told Paro Necho, no, you may not pass. Paro Necho did not take no for an answer. Yoshio consulted with Yirmiyah and Chulda Hanaviyah, and they both told him that you're making a big mistake. And although it appears to you that Klal Yisrael are tzaddikim, but you should be aware that secretly in their homes, behind closed doors, they are doing averos. And we're not ready yet. There's still more work that needs to be done. Let Paro Necho pass. Yoshiyahu did not accept the words of Yirmiyahu and Chulda, and he refused to allow Paro Necho to pass. Paro Necho went up with force. He waged war. Yoshiyahu was killed. They shot into his body over 300 arrows. They perforated his body like a sieve. Yirmiyahu was on the battlefield and he heard the dying words of Yoshiyahu, Tzadiku Hashem ki fihu marisi. He was matzdik al aves hadin. Now the question is, why? What exactly was the sin? What happened here? Why did Yoshiyahu not allow Paro Necho to pass? And as we explained, it was because he was convinced that Klal Yisrael were tzadikim. Yirmiyahu told him they're not tzaddikim. They are doing averos behind closed doors. They took an avodah zarah, they would split down the center, they would put one part on one door, one part on the other door. There were inspectors who came to visit their homes, and when the doors were open, there was no avodah zarah. When the doors were shut, the avodah zarah came back together, so on and so forth. We all know the midrashim. Let me read you a gemara masechta brachos about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was about to die. Now we have to know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the architect of the survival of Klal Yisrael in the time of the Bayis Shem. To a certain degree, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai parallels Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu, with his death, it was 22 years before the Churban. With his death, the Churban began. In fact, Chazal tell us the Churban should have happened with his death. It's only because, it says this in the Kina, they mourned for him with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed the Churban for 22 years. Yoshiyahu's death began the process of Churban. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived at the time of the Churban by Yesheni, and he implemented a plan for the survival of Klal Yisrael by demanding Yavne v'chachameha, a doctor for Rabbi Tzadok, to preserve the descendant of the Nasi, of Shimon Gamliel. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself was dying, was on his deathbed. His Talmidim came to him and asked him, Rebbe, Rabbeinu, Baruchenu, please give us a bracha before you leave this world. And he gave them the bracha, Yiratzoin, I give you, may a bracha, may it be the will of Hashem, may he inspire you, Shetehei, Moire Shomayim Aleichem Kimoira Basar Vedam. Halavai, you should fear Hashem the same way you fear man. Man. The Talmidim were in shock. Amrlo Talmidav, At Kan, that's the best you can do for us. We should fear Hashem the same way we fear man. We're tzaddikim. Omar Lahem, he told them, Ulevai, Halavai, you're fooling yourselves. You think you fear Hashem the way you fear men, Halavai, Teda, Tedu, Kish Adam Ever Aveh, when a person sins privately, Omer, he looks around just to make sure that he wasn't caught. No one was eavesdropping, no one was monitoring his activity. Halavai, Shalo Yirani Adam. And this was his parting bracha to his Talmidim. Where did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai get this idea that Halavai, the Moreh Shemayim, should be Kimori Basar V'dam? It's very obvious it was from his predecessor, Yoshiyahu, the Bayis Rishon. The Churban of the Bayis Rishon was caused directly because people lived double lives. Duplicity. In public, they appear one way, and behind closed doors, they were very different. They were very successful. They fooled Yoshiyahu. They fooled the Gedolei Hador. But this kina, it's mentioned twice. It's mentioned twice. Mechatois sisiras mezuzos. It was due to the sin of what took place behind closed doors. Dovak bechet leitzone Hador. Asher komu achar hadeles listar. This chait was the cause of the death of Yoshiyahu, which in turn began the process of Churban, and upon whose death Yirmiyahu sanctioned kinus. One of the parakim of Eicha is a kina, Eicha Yuham Zohav Yishne Kesem HaKesem HaToy was a kina that Yirmiyahu composed solely over the death of the great tzaddik Yoshiyahu, who died because of this sin of duplicity. This is a very powerful Musar Haskel for every single one of us. We all know good and well, the way we behave when no one is watching us is not the way we behave in public. The way we talk, the way we conduct our affairs, things that we look at, things that we say, it's not the same. Every person on their level. Everyone is different. And this kina is speaking to us. Chas v'shalom, we should be from the leitzonei hadar, from dovak bochei leitzonei hadar, asher komu achardelis listar, to claim it's all the same. We're tzaddikim. Tzaddikim anachnu v'loi chotanu. We know it's not true. We know it's a lifelong struggle. It's a battle to the end to be true to ourselves, to be people of true Yiras Shemayim. Halavai, our Yiras Shemayim should equal the Yiras Basar V'dam. Vayikoinein Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu Eicha Eli Konu Meila Ben Shmoyim Hashano Eicha Eli Duru Ha'o Yishme Eloi Hav Bnecha Miyava Mokhanu Alav Loi Huska Loi Sigu Hoi Nifalav Gam Mokho Malchei Shem Asher Kamu Lidor Loi Kom Kamohu Mimos Avidor Dov Akbochei Leitzonei Hador Asher Kamu Acher Hadeles Listar Hoichlem Zera Shichor Kila hamoy nailech esar anaharayim l'man loy savor cherev kol shuhu b'Efrayim v'loy shumalach l'zer l'shuv acharayim ki gzer nigzor l'sach seich mitzrayim b'hihim mitzrayim l'chatos sisiras mezuzos chazoy nan sosi heichelu l'vazois Nohu anonim luchumoy lehavzois lohe save ponav is softu alzois sudu heiru ad lo shio vayimonu sur mod yisoy nishio pekrov kikorev below also loritio vayoidu hamoidim la melech yoshio aidenu oitzem ena begev yoim noichatzim chetzach achetz moidihim vilechatzim tzaduhu vissomuhu kimatoro lachitzim vayizriku voishvosh meyeh haoyitzchitzim kalim hitu achudov ezoin mozo fihu viad mitzui nefesh maasov hei fihu ruach sifosov hifitzom ipihu tzadiku adonoi kimorisi fihu sisinov ki kinei zoam leshalim shoinam ba'avoin bitzom tamakesem hatoiv amzu bifoshom vayikoinolov kol eicho yuam ton bimikre echod kois migidoi lishtois bimoe Okay, we're going to skip now to Kina Yud Gimel. Kina Yud Gimel is a very popular Kina, very well-known Kina. We take the word Eicha, and we break the word Eicha into two words. Eikoi. Where is the Ko? In this Kina, I believe 11, 12 times, we take the word Ko that appears in the Torah, in reference to a wonderful event, beautiful event, a holy moment, and we mourn what happened to that Ko. For example, Bris Ben Absarim, Ko Yihyeh Zarach. What happened to the Ko of Ko Yihyeh Zarach? What happened to the Akedah, the Zechus of the Akedah, Vani V'Hanar Nelcha Ad Ko? What happened to the Ko of the Parnos of Yaakov Avinu? Hashem will make it. What happened to the Ko of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayithin Ko V'Cho V'Yar Kienish? What happened to the Ko of the Koyhanim, Birchos Koyhanim, Koyis Varuchu Es B'nei Yisrael, Emor Lohem? Koyama Hashem Kechatzos Halayla, I'm going to redeem you. All of the references, all of the word, all the times that we have the word Ko mentioned in the Chumash, which express, capture a very special moment which we yearn for its return. And instead, what do we have? Rachmana Litzlan, instead we don't have the Eiko, we have the Ko, we have the Eicha. The space is missing. We lament, we mourn, we cry, we suffer. We're totally lost. I want to go off the beaten track now and tell you a drush. Something a little different. A little different to break up the kinos. A little drush to explain this echo. Very short, try to keep it very short. We know that we mentioned before there are 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Everyone knows that. And Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, gives us a mnemonic to remember the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. A holiday, Chanukah. The word Chanukah captures the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. How? Ches Nun, the first two letters of Chanukah, Ches Nun, are Ches Nevi'im. There are eight prophets: Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel Melachim, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yechezkel, Treyasa. Ches Nevi'im. The next two letters of Chanukah are Chof Vav. Vav Chof. Chanukah. Vav Chof. There are Vav, there are six Chaf Kesuvim, Mishle, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, Iyov, Tehillim. What did I miss? Mishle, Tehillim, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, Iyov. We have six Kesuvim. And then we have the letter He. The letter He is the Chomesh Megillos. So we have Ches Nevi'im, Vav Ksuvim, and the Chomesh Megillos. And this, of course, is in addition to the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, for a total of 24 Sifrei Tanakh.
Okay.
At the time of the miracle of Chanukah, we know from Chazal there was a debate if the miracle of Chanukah will be put in writing, will be put into a sefer. And the fact that we know that there was a sefer written, it's mentioned in the poskim, it was originally called Megillas Beis Chashmonai. It was written by the Ziknei Shammai the Hillel. It's also known to us today as Sefer HaMakabim. Sefer HaMakabim we have today is not the original. It's a Hebrew translation of the Greek version. The Greek version was a translation of the Hebrew, which is lost from us. Okay, it never made it into Tanakh. It's part of the Sifrei Chitzoinim, the Apocrypha, not to be confused with other similar books, Sefer Yehudis, and other Sfarim which are from that period of Antiochus, the Megillas Antiochus, and Sefer Yehudis. Those are not part of the Sifrei Chitzonim, but Sefer HaMakabim is, it was never included in the Sifrei Tanakh. And it appears from Mefarshim that there was a very great debate among the Gedolei Yisrael of the time if the miracle of Chanukah should be recorded. And the conclusion was no. Lo niten likosef. And the question, and there are many reasons why not. We don't necessarily need Nevi'im. This was certainly past the time of the Nevi'im, but Ksuvim requires Ruach HaKodesh. So the debate was, there a significant degree of Ruach HaKodesh in the time of the Baal Shem Yad, this miracle, in order to allow a Sefer to be included in Tanakh? There are many reasons given, discussion why it was not included. Among the many reasons given is because the miracle of Chanukah, although it was very great and very significant, and gave us the spiritual stamina to survive Ad Hayom Hazeh, it did not put us over the top. In other words, when we study Tanakh, the last Sifrei Tanakh is Ezra Nehemiah, not Divrei Hayamim, and Nehemiah ends off with Bnei Yisrael returning to build the Beis Hamikdash, and they rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim, and they solve some of their problems. And now it's expected for Mashiach to come. They have a Baal Sheni, they're into the Tekuf of the Baal Sheni, there's a sense of security, there are Yerushalayim, there are walls, and now we're waiting for Yerushalayim, for Melech HaMashiach to arrive. Chanukah was that opportunity, but it didn't happen. It was a very great miracle, it gave us the strength to survive Golus, but it did not add to the Sifrei Tanakh, the ultimate goal, our ultimate destination. So the 25th book was never written. If a book would be written, book number 25, it would be what Chanukah was meant to be, or could have been, the Geula Shelema. And that's what we mourn over here in this Kina. Eiko. Where is the 25th book? And indeed, Rav Yosef Chaim Zunfeld tells us, and other Mefarshim tells the same thing, this idea is alluded to in the word Chanukah itself. In addition to Chanukah, meaning Ches Nevi'im, Vav Ksuvim, Hei Megillos, Chanukah also means Chanukah. They rested, they withheld from the 25th book. They, Chazal, withheld themselves from putting into writing the miracle of Chanukah in the Sifrei Kodesh to be the 25th book of the Sifrei Tanakh. Chonu, they withheld from Ko, from 25, because it did not achieve the goal that we're looking for in the big picture of history. And that's what we're mourning for over here. Eiko. Where are all these glorious mentions of Kohen Tanakh? They all would have been captured once again if we would have achieved the Geula Shlema, where we would write the 25th book of Kodesh, the Geula Shlema. But unfortunately, the Soif Kol HaNisim ends with Chonu Ko. They withheld from Ko. And therefore all we're left with is Eicha. Eicha Yosha Badod. Eicha Amar Koyres Leo Befetzach Bevris Ben Absorim Koyel Netzach. Vehinata buluhu atzamai beretzach lano Elohim zonachto lo netzach Eikoi goshke selya lo leratzo secha delchad ko pitu veeido secha Vehinata zokru kefelach vayo secha yeshanab ko bitzoyim marit secha Eikoi after chasa kudim kudim bim 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 shuoyz im ko yoymar ko yuchashoyz Vehinata vichachto im lo yoti shuoyz odimo biv feomecha le maha shuoyz Koi zavarag mitri began all back koidesh, even koi bechoy hutan adas koidesh, veinato helkam, ochel koidesh, kol heirai, oye bakoidesh, ekoi toiv, kishulach, olavot goho, avodechon. Koi smalosha, amulavodech, veinato yoshu, veidin, veis vodecho, shohagu. So we have become a idea of a resource for the resource, the Hoya market had so slow the voices, I saw Sainato, Luaku, Panel, and their size. Some voices, a car mash, Mamasha, the Kotsuva, the Massa, the Vahinato, the Atsu, the Miavlon, the Vodak, maybe Lama, a coast, the Akshish, and those years, and the most possible from the Shugi Bombers, Fainato, Osku, Ridumos, Svok, Eight Scans. Koi potzla koi v'amu v'rach anki d'shecha b'shul v'choy staber v'malik d'shecha v'hinato tzaru alir ki d'shecha shulchu v'esh mig d'shecha eiko ki chas levim shlenecha koi sase lochem letarim leves oylamecha v'hinato rashu v'hirishu shenecha l'aretz chilu mishkan shenecha eiko shiv as shayfa seretz koi sase sheshes v'amim lahat lochem l'aretz v'hinato shodim tovu l'aretz sarfu komo de el l'aretz koi kon tishuos asom yoytza v'choy amar shalach izim not Venato, Tubuku, for a high hatsar, Admosai Elohim, Yehoref Tsorn. So we're going to skip now to Kino Tes Zion. Kino Tes Zion is another critical, essential Kino of Tisha B'Av, the Kino of Zechora She'osar Tsar Bifinim, from the Kalir. And this kina describes in detail exactly what happened when on Tisha B'Av, when Tita Sarasha, time of the Bayis Sheni, when he destroyed the Bayis Sheni. There are many themes in this kina. In the middle of the kina, it discusses the Kaisel HaNaravi. The end of the kina is devoted to the story of 400 children who were taken captives. After the Chum Bayis Sheni, there were 97,000 children taken captives, as recorded by Josephus. 400 of these children were taken on 3 ships to Rome for immoral purposes, a life of sin. And the young girls, when they realize what was about to happen, they commit suicide. They threw themselves over the ship, understanding that that it was the right thing to do. And the young boys followed in their ways, and also threw themselves over into the water and gave up their lives al kiddush Hashem. The beginning of the kina, we learn about Titus as he comes into the Beis Hamikdash. It's interesting that the kina tells us the korban affected everyone. Some of the lines begin with all different segments of Klal Yisrael: Noshin, Sorin, Bachurin, Zikainin. The korban affected every single person, every single individual in Klal Yisrael. We learn how he stabs the paroches. Miraculously, blood spills from the paroches. Titus HaRasha believe, Kaviyachol, that he killed himself, Bloshen Sagi Nohar. He defiled Lechem Aponim. There are many, many different ideas of this kina. A good teacher can spend with you days going through each idea found in this kina. I just want to focus now on one seemingly very minor detail in this kina. When Titus comes into the Heichel, he is described as a person who, with a Mogein Me'odon, a red shield. It's towards the beginning of the kina. The beginning of the kina, it says Yisoimim Giel. He defiled the orphans, referring to Klal Yisrael. B'mogein me'odam, with a red shield. Now, what in the world does this mean? Obviously, the Kalir who wrote this kina had Ruach HaKodesh. He saw what was happening. The details are enormous. He could have selected anything he wanted in the few words he chose to describe the entry of this wicked man into our most holy place. And he describes him coming with a red shield. So if you look in the Mefarshim, you look in the notes, footnotes of better kinos, it tells you to look in the pasuk in Nachum. Nachum, there it's not describing Titus, it's describing Nebuchadnezzar, describing his army, and they are described Mogen Giborehu Me'odam Anshei Chayil Mituloim. And then the Mefarshim explained it to me that Nebuchadnezzar, they took pride in marching with shields that were wet with the blood of their victims. They would kill their enemy, they would kill people, innocent people, their shields would be stained in the blood of their victims, and they march carrying these shields stained in red blood. And obviously, Titus HaRasha, coming 500 years later, is following the ways of Nebuchadnezzar, and he's also marching with a shield that's stained in the blood of his Jewish victims. And the Kalir, for some reason, feels that it's very important to make note of that. Yisayin Giel B'mogein Me'oda. Why? The truth is, I have no idea. I don't have the real pshat. I want to share with you a thought, a rayon. 900 years before Titus came into the Beis HaMikdash to bring about the Churban, to cause the last remnant of Shechina to leave, was a momentous day. It was the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. It was the day when they came into the Beis HaMikdash for the first time with the Aron HaKodesh. Shlomo HaMelech led the Kohanim, the Levim, in this very spot where Titus is now standing. And we can't even begin to imagine the Kedusha, the sanctity, the holiness, the simcha, the joy. Klal Yisrael finally have succeeded in bringing a bayis, a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rest his Shechina. And they're marching with the Aron HaKodesh, and they come to the Kodesh HaKodoshim, and the gates decide they will not open. The Aron will not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Miracle, l'malo miderech hateva. And suddenly there's a great panic among Klal Yisrael. And the Levim, Shlomo, they all say to the gates, Su'u she'orim rasheichem v'hinosu pischei olam. Open up. Open up and let the Aron come. Nothing doing. And after reciting a Mizmor to Tehillim, they finally say a few words. Zochra l'chesed David avdecha al toshev p'nei mishichecha. Ribbono shel olam, remember the zuchus of David hamelech. And suddenly the gates open. Years later, when Sancheiriv was just about to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, to destroy Yerushalayim, Chizkiyahu is nispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yeshaya, and Hashem comes to Yeshaya and tells Yeshaya, go tell Chizkiyahu, V'ganoisi, do not worry, I will protect El Ho'ir Hazos L'ma'ani U'leman David Avdi, in the merit of David, my servant. The Beis HaMikdash was inaugurated in the Zuchus of David. It was protected in the Zuchus of David. The first time Shmuel HaNavi laid eyes on David, Pasuk says, he gave a look at David. What did he look like? He asked Yishai to bring him. Vayishlach vayivyehu vihinei admoini. He was had a reddish complexion. David HaMelech is defined in Sefer Shmuel, the first time that Shmuel HaNavi, as he comes to anoint him king, as the Hu Admoini, the red one. And the Malbim explains, you know why he was red? He was loichein milchemes Hashem. He was fire. Loichein milchemes Hashem. Every Shabbos and every Tainis, when we read from the Nevi'im, what do we say? How do we conclude the Haftorah? Baruch atah Hashem Mogein David. David, it is in his schus the Aron entered. It is in his schus the Mikdash was protected. David is the Mogein David. He is the protector. It's in his merit. And we combine Hashem's name into that concept. It's not a simple matter that David gets his own bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Mogein David. V'David, who? Admoini, he is the red one. We go back to this kina, we have to understand that Kalir has only a few words to describe the scene he sees in front of him. Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh. He's not describing what he sees. He's describing what he doesn't see. The Kalir is looking here in this scene. How could this happen? How could Titus come into this Mokom, the Mokom that is protected, Lemani Leman David Avdi? How could this happen? Where is the Mogen David? This is what he's looking for. But all he sees instead in scanning the scene is the other Mogen Adam, is the other red shield. The shield of metal of Titus Horosha stained in the red blood of Achenu Bnei Yisrael. That's what he sees. The Kalir is describing what he's looking for and what he doesn't see, rather than what he actually sees. Zuchar Asher Asa Tzahar Bifinim Sholatcha Arba Yuvol Lefnahai V'lefnei Nachla Sevil Yez Kitin Lach Mapanim V'gideh Paroiches Bala Shnei Fonim Yisdom Giyal B'mogin V'adam V'yimadet Kov K'mari Adam Dom Mimeinu Dolach V'hishkir Chitzav Midom K'yotza Min Abayis V'char Boi Melo Yodom Al Hagoy Soy Havois Gover V'noto El El Yodom L'mulo L'gaber Mitzrayim V'cholyom Nimbom Goma Govar Ani besoichi v'yoyoru hotzela b'tzavorn Avesenu zorek hechdisu b'achura v'ochleish V'zezonot soa hechdis v'loid nechva b'ish Avodim chitu besoichu l'vabaseish V'almed v'eseish m'morohem sholacheish B'nafshenu tovadu ki hoitzi klei shoreis V'somon b'oni shayib b'on lihi shoreis Arreinu namaki hishkim m'shoreis V'loi motzo atishim v'shloisha klei shoreis Noshin kisharu kivoritz bekarka bayis nalav hecheritz sarim lu posu kivoi poritz v'reiz kodesh ha-noshim kitzacha nosoi hishritz bachurim ibachut sagu mechuzakim v'sadu ki yuzak b'shishim riboi mazikim zekenim nivasu ki hirshuhu mishchokim asoiz ritzonoi v'hu asur bo zikim Shavat soitein vayavoy admoin vayisabeit chomer vayaveis amoin Nofla avro al minei pizzalach vluz amoin ad kimutash midoik armoin al pesach arbayis heichel avoy biad arbor roshay tafsir hohov lehacharivo al tzad marovi lezecher hisvidvoyim vitzog achar kotzleinu vloy rohov rivo atokotzavto vihir sheso lefanois yilodim ashen mohem kol muhom lisham lefanos Lamarok Shugoyim Lo Shato El Hamin Hopinois, Vishul Khun Biarets Uts, Visholosh Sifinois, Hashiveinu Shivu Kivohu, Bindivheyom, Vishitfuat Smoham Yaham Polyom, Shivisishpohos, Shiru, Kialyom, Kioleho Heragu, Bim Sulosyom, Kisamospo Adnafshom, Kozoswas, Nuvlo Shechanuho, Hilu Lamoshon, Lamoshon. תקווה עושה נעשה למשל מבשן ובאז כולו נשמע אולו לא מסישון כינו יצאים כינו יצאים has to be studied together with כינו למדלד כינו למדלד we'll go backwards was written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the famous Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. We all know Rabbi Yehuda Halevi for Tzio and Halos HaShali, but he also wrote Kina Lamed Aleph. What is Kina Lamed Aleph about? The blood, the bubbling blood of Zechariah Hanavi. Zechariah ben Yehoyada was a Navi, he was a Shofet, he was a Kohen, he was in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, Yom HaKippurim, and he was telling the people that if they continue to worship idols, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The people did not like what he had to say, and with the permission of the king, King Yoyash, he was murdered. His blood bubbled for 250 years until the time of Nebuzaradan came to the Beis HaMikdash, the chief executioner under Titus, saw the blood bubbling, asked the Kehanim, why is this blood bubbling? They told him that it is the blood of a korban. After an investigation, he realized that they were lying to him. He discovered it was blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada, and he attempted to appease the blood of Zechariah by murdering the finest and the best of Klal Yisrael. And this did not happen until he murdered 1,100,000 children. Horrifying story. It's even more difficult to understand. If Uzzardan was himself so shaken up, he said to himself, if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forgive the murder of one person, what will be with me? I murdered 1,100,000 people. What will be with me? And Nebuzaradan, he fled, and Chazal tell us he became a Ger Tzedek. In this Kina Yud Zayin, we have the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. There are 22 phrases. We go through the Aleph Beis. Each phrase begins with Im, Aleph Mem. And the first letter of the next phrase is Tof, which spells the word Emes. 22 times we have the word Emes, which tells us that everything that we're about to read in this Kina is true. We deserve it. Choytsonoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The vast majority of the 22 statements describe in graphic detail the death and the murder of innocent children. Horrifying Kina. Nashim eating their children. Young children's life being snuffed out. Children's payas being tied to horses. Parents cooking their children. The brains of children piled in the streets. It's horrifying. And what's even more horrifying is the end of the Kina. We wonder, well, why? MS, we deserve it. 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Each sentence gets worse and worse. And the horror is the end of the Kina of Ruach HaKodesh Nemula Ma'arim Hoy Al Kol Shechenei Haroim. Your bad neighbors. You're all a bunch of bad neighbors. You know why? You complain to me, Masha Hikra Modiim, the Esasher Osulo Modiim. Im Techal No Nashim Piriya Mashmim. You complain, how could it be that mothers are eating their own children? The Indi Horeg, the Mikdash Hashem, Koyin Vinovi, Loi Mashmim. You don't recognize your guilt. The sin, this is punishment for the murder of the Kohen Venavi Zechariah ben Yehoyada. It's a very difficult Kina, very frightening Kina, to understand the Midah Keneged Midah. Why should it be that the death of so many children in such a horrible way shall come from the death of Zechariah ben Yehoyada? And the truth is, it's very surprising. It's not surprising, it's just the truth is so painful, we don't even want to realize that it's a Ferish Pasuk, the Midah Keneged Midah. And to understand this, let's just run through some background very quickly. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a king called Ahaziyahu. He was killed. And after he was killed, his mother, very, very wicked woman, Asalia, decided that she would be the queen. She would seize power. And as bizarre as it seems, she killed her own children and her own grandchildren. Anyone that she viewed was a threat to her power was executed. There was a very great tzaddik by the name of Yehoyada. He was a kohen, kohen gadol. And he had a very righteous wife, Yehoshadas, that was a daughter of Ahaziyahu, of the previous king. And they together hid a one-year-old baby, Yoyash, who was the son of Ahaziyahu, the last survivor of the Malchus Beis David, and they hid him in the Chadar Hamitos, which means in the Beis Hamikdash, on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in those chambers that surround the Beis Hamikdash. They hid him there for 6 years, at great risk. And after 6 years, Yehoyada and Yehoshavas organized a very detailed conspiracy, and they succeeded in overthrowing Asalia. She was executed, and they crowned and anointed a 7-year-old boy by the name of Yoyash. He became the Melech. Yoyash did not know much. Yehoyada took him by the hand, and Yehoyada established his Malchus. He drew Klal Yisrael to be loyal to him, taught him to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and rebuilt Klal Yisrael to a state of glory. This person, Yehoyada, was so great that when he died, he was buried with the kings. Pasuk says, "Vayiskan Yehoyada vayikberuhu bi'ir David im hamelochim," together with the kings. It's an incredible thing. Ki asa, the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says, "Ki asa toiva biYisrael v'im hu elokim ubeisa," because he did good with Klal Yisrael and with Hashem and Hashem's bias. Klal Yisrael, they owed Yehoyada big time. Yehoyada is the reason why there's still a Malchus Beis David. Yehoyada is the reason why there is still a Klal Yisrael. Yehoyada was a tzaddik. The pasuk testifies to that effect. Klal Yisrael owed him everything. And they were good to him. Can't have any complaints. He was buried with the kings. What more could we expect? But after his death, things in Klal Yisrael were not so good, and they began to backslide. And they began to worship Avodah Zarah, and people began to have a very bad influence on Yoyash. And it came a day when it was Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and the son of Yehoyada was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was Shabbos, Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash. He was there telling the people, giving them Kol Nidrei Drasha. Do tshuva. If you continue in this way, the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. And the people had enough. And they asked Yoyash permission if they can kill this person, Zechariah, the son of Yehoyada, the one who raised you, who risked his life for you, who established Klal Yisrael. And Yoyash said, go right ahead. Kill him. And the pasuk says, the pasuk records the sin. It's very clear in the pasuk. There's no room for drush, machshava. V'loy zochar Yoyash hanelech hachesed asher osa Yehoyada aviv imo. Did not remember the kindness that Yehoyada, his father, did with him. Vayaharoig es bino. And he killed his son. Now we understand the Mida Keneged Mida. There's nothing a person cares about more than his children. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. A person would give anything up for his children. And we have to understand the same way everyone cares about their children, other people care about their own children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael with the death of 1,100,000 children, that if you don't care about someone else's child, vayaharoges bino, if the moral climate of society is such, where such a thing like this can happen, the child of someone that did with you chesed, and that person, what he would want for his child is just to live a normal life, then how can you expect me to have rachanim upon your children. It's a nida k'neged nida. It's frightening because the kina ends with a term which we don't find elsewhere. Hoy al kol shechene horoyim. Bad neighbors. A neighbor, you know about the children of your friend. It has a different connotation, a neighbor. It's not just someone that is not expected to know. There was no excuse for allowing the child of someone who was so good to Klal Yisrael to be murdered. Even if they didn't like him, they didn't appreciate who he was, he was still someone else's child. It's a very powerful mussar for both this kina yud zayin, and kina lamed aleph. We'll just do now kina yud zayin in order. Im tochal nashim per yom oyle leiti puchim ale laili. Im tivashel nashim rachmon yosiv adim hamu hamedudim tivachim tivachim ale laili im. He goes in the path resham this six sharna lisusim poichem alalali im tidbach lashon yemek lechek bit simon tzichichem alalali im tehoim menon moi lehoim menon zolamazom bevnashalas menu tzichem alalali im tiva ad hazol zot niven ech vuhu chavim menu chavim alalali im tiz mena besara bois labonim nemaros vishichem alalali im tichu yavna bono yisal cheki moisam mispochem alalali im tatois laruchos alalim בחוי ואיס קריאה תפוכם על הללי אם תהיה יקר נשיק ולכם בצימו כששודיים אילה לילי ואם על בונים שוכם על הללי ואם תהיה כושל בשמוי נמאוס מוגינים ברוב אין לוכם על הללי אם תלו חתמה רוחם בימי מלוכם ונוידס נפוכם על הללי אם תהיה מועהת נועם לאלף מאה ומאה עשרה עד אחד למה פוחים על הללי אם תנוס נור למוסח היכול שמונה אלף כהנים פירוחים על הללי אם תהיה שורף נועם שום קולוי סם הנפשוס כקויצם כיסוכם על הללי אם תהיה עורף נעל דמנוקי שמוי נים אלף כהנים נשוכם על הללי אם תיפוח Ti pachno, nefoshes midukodo, mereach tinuva, sichem ali im titzavarno, al ebenachas, tisha kabin, moiche yelodim, minuchim, alelaili, im tukano, shloshmeos, yoimkin, al soicho, ahachas, misuchem ali im teiro eno, rakois, vanugois, kivlois, al yadra, hav tabuchem ali im tishkavno. Bein shefosayim, benois nidivim, shubuchem aliim tis alafna, besugos avuchem, litzamon psichem ali. Bruch hakoidesh mulam harim, hoi al kol shcheinei horoyim, mash hikram, moidim, v'eis asher oskloim, moidim. Hem tochal noshim priyam, mash miyim, v'im yehareg b'mikrash adnei kohin v'navi. Lohoi mash miyim. So let's go to Kina Yutas, we'll skip the Kina Yutas, one Kina Luchasha Matztaka. This Kina, we acknowledge that everything that has come upon us we are deserving of. I have a question to ask you. If we ever had the unfortunate experience of going to a funeral, and the funeral occurs on a day in which we do not say Tachnun, the halacha is you don't say Siddur Kadin. That means at a funeral in the Siddur, the Nusach of a funeral, there's something called Siddur Kadin. It's in every Siddur. There are 14 psukim, or not everything is a pasuk, 14 different expressions that are recited to recognize that death is beyond our control. L'cho Hashem Atzdaka. Siddur Kadin begins with the words Hatsur, Tanim Pa'olok Yichol Derech of Mishpat Kel Amunah V'Yein Avel. My question to you is, today is a day in which we do not say Tachlan. It's a moed. Shulchan Aruch. Kora Olai Moed. It's a festival. It's the day when Mashiach is born. It's the day that will one day be transformed into a day of joy. And in advance, we already celebrate to some degree, at least by not reciting Tachlan. So my question is, how then can we recite in an entire kina 12 times L'cho Hashem Hatztaka on a day that you don't say Tachlin? The answer is very simple. you look at the Tzidik Adin that's said at the Beis HaChaim or at funeral, there is no mention of guilt. Hatsur tamim polo ki chol drachav mishpat kel emunah ve'in avel tzadik v'yashar hu. Hashem is righteous. It's beyond our understanding. Hashem is a tzadik. But I did nothing wrong. Yodeinu lo shafchu es hadon hazeh. That type of tzidik hadin, you don't have to say on a day when you don't say tachlo. The tzidik hadin in this kiva is very different. It's tit for tat. For every l'cho Hashem hatztaka, we conclude v'lonu bosha sapanim. We acknowledge that we are guilty. A tzidik hadin that involves guilt is a different type of tzidik hadin. Nothing will save us from our guilt. Not saying tachlin. It's something we have to stand up to and recognize, even on Tisha B'Av. L'cho Adonai Hatzdaka, B'Oysayt Asher Hifleitza, Me'yoz Yad Otov, L'anu Boishas Aponim, Bivchim Asher Nitz, Rafnu, V'yosong Liti Avta, L'cho Adonai Hatzdaka, B'Gon Mikav Goyim, L'kach Kalkachas, B'Masoyz, Belanu boishapanim b'doyfi asher yimso banu kimaseyev asoyes l'chol me'atzaka b'holchu Elohim liftois lo'am. Belanu boishapanim b'ayvayam u'eslam yimagem zov g'goyim b'Elohim l'fasham l'chol me'atzaka b'zecha v'yatim a'yadem a'idai v'ani Elohim v'lanu boishapanim b'chorfeinu Adonai b'sin kumaseyev anulhim l'chol Adonai hatztaka b'tam shehit amtanu kitzapiches b'dvash l'anu boishapanim b'yomim hikrav Rabnu lefanecha sabu l'shem nidvash l'cho Adonai tztaka b'chil kol mon v'er b'amur anon v'lanu bosh esapon v'lechem hakoloi kel avuseinu b'oleyem b'ulognon l'cho Adonai tztaka b'midbar lo yichasanu dova v'lanu bosh esapon b'ni atzoi slovan v'chatzeros v'dizov kim dubar l'cho Adonai tztaka b'sicho n'yog v'chol mamlucho iskinuan v'lanu bosh esapon b'ochon Hashem wal b'cherim b'li mitzoyman L'cho Adonai Tzadok b'fol asher pi'alta b'arba asar b'lshiyim v'lanu b'yishas ha'ponim b'tzela micha kiva yanachnu f'yishim L'cho Adonai Tzadok b'kim ashti lo'i v'noi v'givan v'yishalim v'lanu b'yishas ha'ponim b'resha ashenim s'avanu shacharvu ovam anu m'chlamim L'cho Adonai Tzadok b'shnecho korbanu shacharvu b'vitzeinu v'anachnu k'yamim v'lanu b'yishas ha'ponim b'shubeinu elach b'chulei v'shatosh v'leinu b'rachanim L'cho Adonai Tzadok b'seisha ne'oshon ha'shachaysa sina chivusha milahash milishama v'lanu b'yishas ha'ponim k'sova yishchamudais ha'teya Elohai ozmicho shemom. Let's go now to Kina Chof Aleph, the Kina of the Asara Harugei Malchus. Arzei Halavonon, the cedars of Lebanon, Adirei HaToyro, the mighty ones of Torah, Balei Sreisim, the Mishnah of the Gemara, the masters of shields through their learning of Mishnayis and Talmud. When we go to a Beis Avel, as we leave, we say to the Avelim, Hamokoim Yenachem Escha. May the Mokoim be for you a source of comfort. May you provide comfort. What do these words mean? There must be who knows how many interpretations for these words. The simplest, of course, of them all is the word Hamokoim is a reference for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hamokoim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Tara Liyam Yishol B'Kdush Asoy. May Hashem can provide comfort. HaMokoyim, Hashem is the Mekoyimoy Shel Olam. Absolutely, this is the most basic, the simplest interpretation of the words. There's another interpretation which is popular, it's accepted. The word HaMokoy means, it's not Kodesh, it's whole. It means the impact that your relative has left on this world. Every person makes a mark on society, makes a mark on his family, makes a mark on his environment. He leaves over family, leaves over friends, he leaves over accomplishments. And as the family continues to live their lives, they will always come in contact with the accomplishments of this individual. That accomplishment, that mark that a person has made on society is called the makom. May the makom that the deceased left over in this world serve as a source of comfort as you continue to live your life. Hamakom yinachem eschem. The Beis HaMikdash existed by its Rishon, by its Sheni, for almost 900 years. 410, 420, 70 in the middle. 900 years we were zoche to have a Beis HaMikdash. We didn't merit to have it longer than that, okay? The Beis HaMikdash can be viewed as, to some degree, the neshama of Klal Yisrael. Came a point in time where the Beis HaMikdash was taken from us, and Kaviyachol Klal Yisrael would sit shiva for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. If the Umos HaOlam would come, or if anyone would come to Klal Yisrael and attempt to give them comfort, they would say, no, you can't expect the Beis HaMikdash to last forever. Hamokoin yinachein eschem. Certainly the Beis HaMikdash left its mark on the world, and indeed it did. The world is different today because there was a Beis HaMikdash 1,943 years ago, without question. The Beis HaMikdash accomplished quite a bit. It changed the world, it changed society, it changed people. It's not here anymore. But its legacy, its impact, its mokoim lives on forever. This is what one would say to Klal Yisrael as they mourn for the Beis HaMikdash. One of the mokoimos, one of the accomplishments of the Beis HaMikdash was the leftover a generation of 10 tzaddikim. The 10 tzaddikim listed, enumerated in this kina, they did not die, we all know that, they did not die at one time, they died at different time, points in time. From the kina here and the kina on Yom Kippur, it would appear at a very simple reading that they all died at the same moment in time, but we all know that's not true. They died over a period of 70 years, maybe 90 years, maybe even longer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel died immediately at the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, even before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And the other ones, Rabbi Akiva died after Harugei Beit HaMikdash, which was more than 52 years later, and the other ones as well. It spanned a very long period of time. But the Medrash Eila Eskira, which much of the Kina where it's taken from, makes it very clear that all of these 10 tzaddikim were in one generation. They were the product of the Beis HaMikdash. The sanctity, the Shekhinah that rests in the Beis HaMikdash over 900 years produced a generation of such caliber where there were 10 tzaddikim living in the aftermath of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash says there was never a generation in which there were so many tzaddikim present at one point in time. There may have been other generations where there were individuals, but a single generation with so many tzaddikim, 10 tzaddikim at one moment in time, this was unprecedented, and this was the credit of the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash. Now let's review. After the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, of Klal Yisrael would sit shiva, and someone would come to Klal Yisrael and would say, listen, Beis HaMikdash, can't expect, you're not on a level that you deserve a Beis HaMikdash forever, okay? But Hamokom Yinachem, look what it produced! Look at the tzaddikim it produced! They will guide you, they will serve you, they will lead you into the coming of Mashiach. Hamokom Yinachem Eschem, they will provide for Klal Yisrael comfort. But you know what the problem is? You know what the churban, the tragedy of Arzei HaLevana Nadirei HaTorah? Not only has the neshama of Klal Yisrael been taken from us, the mokoim has been destroyed. There's no one to come and say to Klal Yisrael, HaMokom Yinachem Eschem, because there's no mokoim. The mokoim is Chorav. Kaviyachol, we can appreciate this in the Holocaust. It wasn't just that 6 million people died. The mokoim was choraf. a whole way of life, a whole society, a whole culture was destroyed. There is no nechama, because the Mogoyim is Chorav. There's no way we can say Hamokom Yinachem Eschem. This is the Churban of the Asura Haruge Malchus, the Tzaddikim that lived in the generation following the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They were the Mokoyim that was meant to give Nechama to Klal Yisrael. And they were taken away from us. They were brutally murdered. And this idea, I believe, is really written in the Kina. One of the Asarugim Malchus is none other than Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol. Beautiful person, spiritually and physically. And it says that the Hegmon was about to kill him. And we know the story. The daughter of the Hegmon saw the beauty of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, and she asked her father, please don't kill him. Preserve the beauty, his physical beauty. And her father said, I cannot do that. But we'll do the next best thing. We'll flay his flesh and we'll preserve the flesh. And the Kina says, they began to do so. Rosho, ha-poshet, as he began to remove the skin of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Ace, at the time, Higia, when he reached, Limkoin Tfilin Mitzvas Bara, the Mikoin Hatfilin, not the Tfilin. What happened? Tzoak Tzoka, he gave out a cry. Vinizdazo Oilam, and the world quaked. The Eretz Hispoirora, and the earth crumbled. Tfilin is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. It's crafted with precision. The terminology we use to describe tefillin is the titura and the upper portion part, the bias. The singular for tefillin is tefillah. There's a tefillah shel yad and a tefillah shel rosh. Together they're called tefillin. So what is the upper portion of the tefillin? It's a base tefillah. What do tefillin do? V'rohu kol ami haaretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yaru mimecha. They inspire awe among the umos ha'olam. What is the base hamigdash? Ki beisi beis tefila l'chol ha'amin. Tefillin are a miniature base hamigdash. Every day we connect to that base hamigdash. Tisha B'Av, we don't wear tefillin. Why don't we wear tefillin? Pe'erech ha'chava sholecha. Okay, Avelos. Cheskel. But it's deeper than that. It's a miniature base hamigdash. Ki beisi beis tefillah l'chol ha'anim. Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol, when he was murdered, it doesn't say anywhere that he was wearing tefillin. They took away the tefillin from him long ago. There was no tefillin. But he still had on his body the Mekoyim HaTfilin. Rosho HaPoishet Eisigia LeMekoyim HaTfilin. When he came to the Mekoyim HaTfilin, Mitzvah Sparo Tzoak Tzoko V'Nizdazo Oilon the Eretz Hispirara, the world crumbled. Because this captured the essence of the death, the murder of the Asara Harugei Malchus. The Mokoyim Schorat. There's no chance for Klal Yisrael to have comfort through HaMokoyim Yinachem Eschem. There's another very important idea in this Kina. It's a very big mystery, at least to me. I searched, could not find. But after the death of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi, Rabbi Yishmael takes his head and he holds it in his hands. Not al roisho yunisona yal arkuboisav minoira hatohoira. It says in the Kina, son enov al enov, he puts his eyes upon his eyes, upiv al piv, his mouth upon his mouth, be'ahav al gemur. What is going on here? Rabbi Yishmael is holding in his hands the head of the Melech, the Nasi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And he puts his eyes to his eyes, his mouth to his mouth. I searched all the Midrashim, I could not find a source for this, where this comes from. Either there's a Midrash that I'm not aware of, which certainly is very likely, or the author of this Kina had Ruach HaKodesh and saw this in a vision. The only other place we find this concept of putting a palpeh and eyes on eyes is by Elisha and the Ben Hashinanis. And as well, we have a tradition by Yismud Vilhanar, the same thing happened by Eliyahu and the Ben Hualmana. And there it was done as a means of bringing about Techias HaNesim. And the author of this Kina is teaching us a very powerful lesson, how to deal with tragedy. There's no greater tragedy than the death of the Melech, the Nasi, his Neshama, encompasses the whole Klal Yisrael. It's the ultimate brutal act. Murder is taking place here. The decapitation of the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. And the holiest member of Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol, takes the head. And what does he do? The Ahava Gimura. He puts his eyes on his eyes, his peh al his peh. And in essence, he's saying, Ani mamin be'emun shalema she'tihye t'chiyah sanesim. The eish sheyale rotzay ne'es habayre yisparach shemo v'yisale zichrei lo'ad u'lenetzach nitzachim. The 13th principle of faith. This is what Rabbi Yishmael is teaching us. In a moment of extreme tsar, extreme tragedy, have emuna, be'ahava gemura, that the day will come when there will be Techias HaNesim. It's something we say in davening every day. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaNesim. It is something which is important to learn from this Kina. Arze halav nadia toira bale sreis in the mishnah the gemara gibor ich hayach molach betahara dam mishpach ve nosh so gibora hinam kidai shab ge mal khosa so da vel ilani ve khiyade ni nigram satan khuma okay yav ge mishpach zois bezoch ye zakh mar khem das is so klar kodesh ne ze va atorom Tohoire lehev kidoy shneisu b'mitzvah chamura yadu gorvol mirishon lachedev beruram kin fol gorvol al Rabbi Shimon pashat sador buvacha kin lig zera gzera tam shem nchazah vahig lahog b'nev shem nutzu ne nezavar nev nusha shok al buvaka shaliv koy sal ben hagidu not aday shalom nusan al arkuvaisa minera hatohira saha ne nevalina b'tiv al piv behavo gimuram.
Yeah.
1 o'clock on that. Yatsa Sabaskalov Shalohim Yaklum Mitaras Moshe Lishamra, the Akhrabi Hutz Pion Evro, Oif Aprechnis Rafa, Havel Kiv Kivani Dura, Tzadik Rabbi Elozab and Shemua, the Akhrabi Nerag, Bimadikira, Yem Er Shabbos Hoyez, Mankidish Vaikadish Vaikrom. Cherev Shalfu Allah Lo Yehinichu B'Chayim Legamra Hiyotzisa Nishmasa Devabel Kim Yotzar V'Tzar Tzura Chohen V'Chayin 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 As they are of Jacatuma, Tarfa, Yeva, Hakifi, Yeti, and Hibla Yosef, and Biasra, Anates, their Kayim, Koishla, it's Hilag Yakov, Moshea, Besar, Latsedikim, Melach, Yomar, Shom, you may have lay Leoroi Nisa, Vinelech. Kinoch of Base. Kinoch of Base is the first of four kinos that discusses, that mourns over the event we call the First Crusade. Let's begin with some background. The year was 1096. France, Pope Urban II, galvanized, inspired 60,000 people. Peasants, noblemen, knights, even women and children, to travel over 2,000 and a half miles from France to Yerushalayim, to take back Yerushalayim, more specifically to take back the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre is where the early Christians believed that their Avodah Zarah was buried. And at this time, 1096, 1095, it was in the hands of the Muslims, who were viewed as infidels in the thought of the Christians. And historians debate the true motives of the Church, Pope Urban, Alexius, Emperor Alexius, what their true motives really were. But nevertheless, the official reason for the war was a holy war. A holy war, Christianity against versus Islam. Crusade versus jihad. Cross versus crescent. And as these vicious throngs of hoodlums passed through the Rhineland from France on their way to Yerushalayim, they decided, why should we wait to rid the world of infidels in Yerushalayim? We have in our own backyard, along the Rhine, communities of Jews. And indeed, they went to slaughter. It's not known exactly how many died at this time, between 5,000 and 10,000 Kedoshim Utahirim. The Av HaRachamim prayer was composed to commemorate the Churban. We read about them there. Hu yifkoi b'rachamim hachasidim v'hayisharim hatminim kiyilas hakoideh shemashu nafsham al kedusha sashem. Hanehovim b'haneimim b'chayehem uv'moysim lo nifrodu minishorim kalu u'me'aroyos koveru la'asos ritzoyim kolam. Tzadikim of the highest caliber. There are four kinos, or simply we simple understanding is that there are four kinos in our kinos which describe what happened. This kino, kinoch of Beis, kinoch of Hei, kinoch of Tes, kino Lamed Gimel. Chof Hei and Lamed Gimel are very detailed. They actually mention the dates and the places and exactly what happened. Whereas Kino Chof Beis, the one that we're about to read, and Kino Chof Tes are more general. There are no details, just a general description of what happened seemingly at the time of the First Crusade. In fact, this Kino was debated if it really refers to the Crusade, but it's widely accepted that it does because of the line that appears towards the beginning, "May oz nisoirer goy az doyrei shuka." From the time a brazen nation arose to seek the pit. And we know that the shuka was a derogatory term used by the early Pythonim to refer to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And that indicates that this kino was composed as a elegy for what happened at the time of the First Crusade. The kinos focus primarily on three of many communities, Ashpira, Rarniza, Magenza, known to us as Speyer, Worms, and Mainz. In Ashpira, 10 Jews were killed. One woman took her own life. Varnizo, the Kina mentioned, we know that 800 Jews were killed. And in Magenza, over 1,000. And that's just from these communities that are specifically singled out in these Kinos, but we know that in the region, there were many, many more, between 5 and 10,000, equaling either up to a half or a third of the population of Ashkenaz at that time. The commentators are very disturbed. Why? Not disturbed, but they ask the question, why do we devote so much attention to the First Crusade? There's so many tzaras in Klal Yisrael in the last 1,943 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This event happened 917 years ago. Why do we focus on the Crusades to such a great degree? And the first simplest answer is, we don't need any apology. The people who died, the caliber of their holiness, their righteousness, was so great. It's beyond our understanding. These were the Baalei Tosfos, the Rishonim, those that are responsible for the Mesorah. These are the people that we read about, Rashi, Tosfos, during that time. Rashi at this time of the Crusade, was 56 years old. He lived through the Crusade. He was in France. He was not directly affected, directly in the place where the attacks took place. The Rambam wasn't born yet. He would first be born about 40 years later. Famous Paitan that we read, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, he was 16 years old at the time. Also affected very much by the event, these events. But why do we give it such attention? So of course, number one, the question does not begin. These are tzaddikim of the highest caliber, Baalei Mesorah, and they deserve four kinos. That's a given. Another important reason why we focus on the Crusades is the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, in Tainis, Rabbi Yehuda tells us that if he was present at the time when the Chachamim decided to declare a day of mourning for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he would have voted to mourn not on the 9th of Av, but on the 10th day of Av. Because it was on the 10th day of Av when most of the Beis HaMikdash actually burnt. The 9th day of Av is when the Beis HaMikdash began to burn. And the Gemara acknowledges that Rabbi Yehuda appears to be correct. And the Gemara turns the tables and says, Dver Abanan, what do you have to say? Why is it your opinion that we should mourn on the 9th day of Av, not the 10th day of Av? And the Rabbanan answer, Aschalta de Puranusam Adifa. When focusing on tragedy, the Rabbanan are of the opinion you have to look at the beginning. The beginning. That's an important message. And therefore, on the 9th day of Av, when the Mikdash began to burn, that's what we have to focus on. And from this idea, those who put together the kinos, especially the Nusach Ashkenaz kinos, focus very much on the Crusades, because historians tell us, and we know from our own understanding, that the Crusades was Aschalta de Puranusa. It began a new trend of Tzara for Klal Yisrael. It was the beginning of large-scale mob violence with the participation of the church, government, a systematic and organized terror operation against the Jews. And this set the tone and a precedent for what would come in the next 917 years. Holocaust. Many people have taken this idea and have told us that when we study the Holocaust, we should focus on Kristallnacht. Kristallnacht was the Aschalta de Paranusa of the Holocaust. And indeed, there are striking similarities between the First Crusade and Kristallnacht. Mob violence. The Holocaust itself was executed with incredible precision, which is horrific to read about. Optimization of the gas chambers, the gas vans. It's frightening. But that's not how it started. It started like the First Crusade. Mob violence with the encouragement of government participation. This is a very important reason of why we focus on the Crusades, to keep in mind this idea of Aschalto de Paranissa. There's a third idea of why the Crusades are so important for us to study and understand, and why we have to mourn over the Crusades, the victims of the First Crusade. Most of the tzaros that Klal Yisrael have throughout our galus is where we find ourselves as unwelcome guests in someone else's land. Our host country just doesn't like us. Goes back to Esav, son of Yaakov, the jealousy of Yishmael, that Yishmael was driven out. Kilo Yirash ben Ha'omah Hazos in Bini in Yitzchak. Yaakov steals the Bechora. We are unwelcome guests in someone else's land. And unfortunately, we suffer because of that. We also have tzaros like we have today with Baruch Hashem. We have Eretz Yisrael. And there are people that are trying to bring harm upon us in our own homeland. Terrorism. The Crusades is different. It's very different. There was a world war that lasted for over 200 years between our cousins, Bnei Avraham the Yitzchak, Esav and Yishmael, fighting over our land. There's no one that knows better that Eretz Yisrael is a Yerusha for Klal Yisrael. It belongs to us. It doesn't belong to Esav. It doesn't belong to Yishmael. And here the world is fighting. These two nations are fighting each other in the most brutal way. The Chilul Hashem is Noira V'Oyon. But here we are in Galus. It's one thing to be expelled from the land. It's one thing to suffer in Galus. But to sit in Galus and to watch Esav and Yishmael rip each other apart over our Yerusha, this is a terrible Chil Hashem, a terrible Tzara. And it doesn't help when we are the collateral damage in this terrible war, where the greatest Tzaddik in the Bali Meser, the Bali Taifas, are the ones who have their blood spilled as collateral damage and watching Esav and Yishmael fight over our Yerusha. It's a horrible Chil Hashem, a horrible pain, and therefore it's so important for us to focus what happened 917 years ago. We're going to read the Kina. Part of the Kina I'm going to translate word for word, or at least some of the expressions. Let's start, and I'll stop at a certain point and we'll read it together. Hacharishu mimeni v'adabera v'yavar alayma chomos ezak v'shoy d'lucho sheichen shonayma. About a third of the Kina, I want to read with you some of the words here. At this point in the Kina, we're referring to what happened in some of the communities where the Crusaders were about to march into the community and demanded the Jews, Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, to convert. They could spare their lives by converting to Christianity. And it was something which the tzaddikim would not think about. Many of them chose to give up their own lives and in fear that their children may be taken by the Crusaders and raised as Christians, they decided to slaughter their own children. The terminology used in the Kina is a terminology that we find by Korbanos. They didn't view this as death. They viewed this as offering their children as sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The words read, V'nisvadu befrishusu v'tahara. They gathered together in a state of purity. L'kadei shem ha-gadol v'hanera. V'ish es ochiv chizku be'ezra. Each man strengthened his fellow man. L'idabek b'yira tahara. To cleave to an exalted level of yira shamayim. To agree to come together, not to bow down to their idols, and not to have any pity upon each other. They all agreed that they would give up their own lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, they all agreed that they would sacrifice their children, and not to have pity al bonim tzifiras tefara on their children who were the crown of their heads. But instead, they picked up knives and they killed their children. They sacrificed their children. And as they sacrificed their children, they said to them the following words: We did not merit to raise you in Torah, and therefore we have no choice but to offer you as a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a korban oila. But do not worry, there will be tchias amesim, we will be reunited, v'niski imachem lo'ira. Will merit to the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that awaits the tzaddikim, the olam ha'emes, and in this world after tchiyas ha'mesim. Os eskimu gedolim uketanim lekabel yavadim sheichem moinim uzekeinim d'sheinim v'rananim him hoyu techilu nidoinim. The first ones to die with the elders. V'yotzu l'krasim azeifanim v'nergu hamoinim hamoinim v'nisorvu pidorim im par shedoinim. They were killed brutally by the crusaders, and their fats and their waste flowed in the streets. V'ovos ashochayu rachmonios nefchu l'achzor kayeinim v'hefisu alovos v'albonim. And then the younger generation cast lots who would be first to give up their life. The one whose number came up in the girl first would give up their life first. And the young brides died as they embraced their chasanim. We should never forget what happened to these tzaddikim, how their blood flowed in the street like water. Now, the author of this kina focuses on the Talmidei Chachamim who perished at this time, namely the Balei Tosfos. Will make for the Torah bitter mourning. And here we compare the Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim, to different types of people, to sailors, to different members of the ship who perform different functions. Those who steer the oars, those who spread the nets, malochayich v'chovlayich b'mayim adirim, sailors, pilots in the mighty waters, orchei marocheich miyashrei hadurim. This itinerary refers to the Talmidei Chacham who are able to arrange the difficult sections of the Torah. Mefanchei tzifunayich u'megalei misterim, able to reveal the secrets of the Torah. And now the author of this kina mourns, what will be the future? Mi yikatze, big voice, umi yisateis, derharim, who will cut through the hills, who will quarry the mountains? Mi yufarek havoyos, mi yisareit shavodim, who will answer the difficult questions that faces Klal Yisrael? Mi yafli nizirois, umi yaharoich nidorim, the famous idea from Rav Soloveitchik. We know that in Shas there are two mesachtas that have neither Rashi or Tosfos. Mesachta Nozir and Mesachta Nedarim. And that is alluded to here, that the Talmidei Chachamim of the time were killed before they had an opportunity to author a parish on these two mesachtas. And that's referred to Miyafli Nezirus, who will express Mesachta Nezirus, a parish on Mesachta Nozir, Umiyaruch Nedarim, who will arrange Mesachta Nedarim. Miyasadeid Ma'ama Kayich. When the Chatu Ikodim, who will be able to plow through the depths, fields, when the farmers, referring to the Talmidei Chacham, have been cut down? Who will be able to establish the Sha'orim Mitzion in the Halacha? The Talmidei Chachamim are the Klei Milchama, they are the Giborim of theme that appears in the Arze Halavonon. Ashrehem maskilim kirakia zoharim b'menuchay shalom nachu yishurim. We do not have to worry about them. They are in a good place. The mourning is for ourselves, the survivors. Ohoy v'avohoy shoyd v'shever l'noy sodim l'mdivas nefesh v'chavolim v'tzirim l'chil yinayim tzalmodes v'loy sidorim. We'll now read the remainder of the kina. We come at the Kinuch of Gimel. Kinuch of Gimel, another very well-known Kinuch, the story of the Ben Abbas, Rabbi Yishmael. There were 97,000 children taken as captives after the Churban Bayis Rishon. Among them were the son and daughter of Rabbi Yishmael. One master had in his possession the son of Rabbi Yishmael, and the other master had in his possession the daughter. The two masters met, and they were bragging among each other about the spoils of war. Each one claimed that they had a servant like none other. A beautiful boy, a beautiful girl. They came up with the idea that they should bring the two together in marriage. The two would produce offspring, and they would take advantage of the offspring and market them and become very wealthy. The plan was implemented. The son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel were put in a room at night, and they cried. They cried bitter tears. Nin Aaron, Eich l'shivcha yihinoisei. Bas yocheved, Eich l'eved tinosei. How could this happen? In the morning at the crack of dawn, when the two recognized each other, they realized they were brother and sister, they embraced, and the tsar was so great, they died. A lot has been said, written, discussed about this kina. I want to focus on something very sensitive here. Apologize in advance. The refrain of this kina are the words V'yohima miyomim yomima. It's repeated over and over. I shall moan from year to year. It's a very unique expression. Miyomim yomima only appears in Tanakh 5 times. The most famous, of course, is Tfilin. V'shamarta esachukah zos l'moda miyomim yomima. Another place where it appears is in Shoftim, in the aftermath of Pilegesh Begiva. Pilegesh Begiva, we learn about Sheva Binyamin. They suffered great losses, and there were not enough women for the men that wanted to marry, that needed to get married. And at that time, the halacha was the man was not allowed to marry a woman from a different shevet. And Klal Yisrael had a very big crisis on their hand. What are we going to do with these men? And the solution was suggested to Shoftim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin. Vayomru ziknei ha'eda, ma nase lanos sarim lenoshim, ki nishmeda mibinyam nisha. Vayomru. Solution. Hinei chag la'Hashem b'shiloi. There's a festival in Shiloi. Miyomim yomimo. You look in the Radak says, what is this festival of Miyamim Yomimo? This is what it says in the Gemara, Lo hayu yom tov lishol kechamish osa ba'av. Uv'yom ha'kipurim shabahem b'nois yishol yoytzai sakranim. The girls would go out into the vineyards and would dance. They would borrow white clothing and they would tell the boys, lift up your eyes and select a mate. The solution was, there was a festival, Miyamim Yomimo, and the B'nai B'nyamin shall go out to this festival and choose a wife. And the way this festival is described is with the words of Miyamim Yomima. That sheds whole new light on the focus of this kina. This young man and young woman, the Ben Ubas, Rabbi Shmuel, were now in a time of their life when they were expecting to get married, to find a zivug, have a family of their own. That's where they were holding in life. And what happened? A Churban came along. And here they're in a situation where the only words that the Rabbi Yechiel, the author of this Kina, records, they cry, Eich nin aroin, Eich l'shivcha yihi noisei. Is this what I had in mind? This should be the time when I go out to the vineyard, to the mechol, and hear the Benos Yisrael say, Sona Eilecha, Bachor Urei. Don't look at Mishpacha, don't look at Mama, don't look at this, don't look at that. This should be the time when they should have been building a bayis nemon for themselves, the Yisrael. And instead they find themselves in a crisis. Nin aron, eich l'shivcha yihi noisei, bas yochaved eich l'eved tinasei. Today is Tisha B'Av. It's not a time today to study statistics. It's not a time today to come up with solutions. Today is a day to be mishtatef in the tsar of yechidim who are in the process and have not yet succeeded. And it's a day for the people that are in this process to have nechama, knowing that they are not alone. Their tsar is our tsar. It's very difficult to find the words to express tsar. Rabbeinu Yechiel has given us a gift. He has captured the essence of this tsar in a piyut of the Ben Ubas Rabbi Yishmoel, the Nin Aron, the Bas Yocheved, V'ohima miyomim yomima. He has given us the ability on this day to be mishtatef in the Tsar Yisrael. And given us the ability, given the Yechidim, the ability to realize that it's not just their Tsar, it's the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. V'yes nabichat ha'si yishmima v'dino si alechi yazrima v'yom zenihi nihiyarima v'yohimam yomim yomimam evil evinichum chod al chodol mikol kev siv nivdal bodol al kein al bein abas v'yishma al koin godol v'zuchem yikod v'l v'yayim asima v'yimam yomimam e yishnishu v'naflu v'shne adonim v'yim shachim v'zeb v'mazachim v'yisabu z'mazachim
Zeman is a vasiya, and the Mishavis is shifcha luba shonim, the kalabana beziv kolasta ponim, or the soyaka kikar kikitsiya, via yimimo, via hihimo, mion mihim, yamimo, reyu sipa lobi chiflayim, heina ni, mishvi yushalayim, shavisi aved yifeinayim, kashanesh. Besokvayim. Going to go to Kinechavav. Kinechavav discusses the event, the Medrash Yirmi Hanavi. He's told by what appears to be the next Kina, a woman, Ifei Toyar, Menuveles, to go to the Moritz Machpela Mimavakesh from the Ovos, to be mispalel for their children. And indeed, Yirmiya goes to the Moritz Machpelah, and he asks Avraham to be mispalel, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Leah, Rachel, Bila. We even find here Bila, the Zilpah, all mispalel for Klal Yisrael. And Kadosh Baruch Hu concludes, the Kina concludes, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, I will answer your prayers. Shuvi sminim lemenuchaschem, malei amalikol mishaloseichem, shulachli bavelo lemanchem, hirni mishayiv golus b'neichem. We know from the Medrash tells us that it was specifically in the merit of Rochel. Rochel mevaka al bonecha. She told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gave this simonim to my sister Leah. It's interesting that the Kina begins with the expression, the time of Yirmiya, the ayei zuchus of us. Where are the zuchus of us? And the conclusion is, the zuchus of us lies in the chaste of us, in the act of kindness that Rochel did by giving the simonim to Leah to bring a tzara b'soch b'esa. Indeed, in Shmona Esrei we begin Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but the chasima is Baruch Atah Hashem Mogein Avraham. Avraham is chesed, Yitzchak is avoda, Yaakov is Torah. We have many zchusim. We have many different forms of zechusavos, chesed, Torah, avoda, but the chasima, the geula, will come through Avraham, chesed. And that idea really is captured in this kina. The kina begins with the question, ayei zechus avos, and the answer is, the zechus avos lies in the chesed of the avos, the chesed of giving simonim to Leah and to allow her to have a bias, the Yisrael, as Rachel was to have. Oz b'halich Yirmiyahu al kivei avos, v'na matzamos, chavivos, mo'atem shechvos, b'neichem gol uvrei uvoteichem karivos, v'ayei zuchus avos, b'yeretz talmuvos, kohu kulam bikinim al chesron bonim, doivu b'kol tachanunim, b'nei shoychein, noinim, v'yavtochat v'zachaitim l'chem b'risu v'shoyim, ma'him him iru, kivoy dibisov v'lo yofach, v'lo yohu, v'alim inam ikhem v'lo shav, v'lo nohu, v'ei Tohu Yoatzu lachatzoi boros, boros nish boros, vechesatak al bitul asansa de boros, koitzavach, yitzok nishach in shan shachak, lashot biteva chuchak vehem, zarin, dishchak, vimchak, vayin haftachas, ves vizach in sitzach. Moru de yirmi ya, vitinu harhamu ya, nilaisi niso, geoyo, oila, li, minishio, vechesatak al harigat, zicharyo, soch yuba beselef, demos, kesan in zolef, ololaya shanti, pachti bielef, He encounters what appears a woman. The woman, on the one hand, is beautiful. On the other hand, minuveles, she's filthy. Yirmiyah is taken aback. He asks this woman, are you a human being or are you a demon, a shade? On the one hand, you look like a human being, but on the other hand, you evoke a fear which only comes from the demons, from the shaden. And this woman tells Yirmiyah, I am your mother, Tzion. I personify the Shekhinah that once rested in Yerushalayim. And she goes on to give a riddle, very bizarre kina. I was once one, I was three, I was 60, I was one, I was 12, I was 71. And she goes on to explain. One is Avraham Avinu, three are the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shishim, Shishim Ribo. One, achas, it's not explained in the kina, the Mefarshim tell us it refers either to Moshe, or it refers to the fact that the Shishim Riba were all unified, ki ish echad, belev echad, as one. The 12 is the 12 Shvatim, and the 71 are the numbers of Sanhedrin. Okay. And then she goes on to beg, Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah, don't stand here, go and cry. And she employs a whole collection of expressions. Sach lelekecha, speak to your God. Pilel techinu lefnei kono, another expression. Tzoak, cry out. Kumloch Yirmiyah, lomasech Hashem, why are you silent? Shoyei kaya Yirmiyah, tenu kol bevchi. Every expression of crying, of speaking, over here is employed by this, by the Shekhinah, Mother Tzion, to Yirmiyah, to beg of him, please go. Be mevakesh rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch. What is the deeper meaning of this kina? It's very interesting that if you add up all the numbers of this riddle that the Shekhinah presents, if you add all the numbers, 1, 3, 60, 1, 12, 71, it's one, the sum is 148. The number 148 is a very significant number in Jewish thought because it represents the first Yom Tov of Klal Yisrael, Pesach. Pesach has a numerical value of 148. And here, the Shekhinah Tzion is telling Yirmiyah, I used to be Pesach. I used to relate to Klal Yisrael, as we're going to say the Kina a little later, Bitseisi Mitzrayim, as you left Mitzrayim with all the glory of the Shishim Riboy, of the Shvatim, of the Avos, of the Sanhedrin, and now what am I? Hispiani Bamaroimim. It's bitter. It's Tisha B'Av. And I tell you, Yirmiyah, take the 148 Pesach. What does Pesach stand for? We all know Pesach. Pesach. The mouth speaks. Speak to Hashem. It's not too late. Just because once there was a Pesach, and now there is Churban, there is Golus, there is Tisha B'Av, you can still use the koyach of Pesach, the koyach hadibur to communicate, to pour out your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all the various forms, to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do tshuva, to make that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. Kinuch of Zion, Oz bin Melo Yisefek Yofa Yofa Kisirtsa Hein Er Elohom Tzuaku Chutsa Kina Chavches is the Kina of the Dalid Malchios. You know, in history, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, there were four periods of time that we suffered under, we continue to suffer under different forms of government. Starting with Bavel is number one. After the fall of Bavel, Churban Bayis Rishon, we came under the control of Modayu Paras, the time of Purim. And that lasted into the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. And then we came under the control of Yavan. Yavan lasted for 180 years. And that was replaced with a semi-autonomous period, but really overlapped with the beginning of Edom. And we're still in Galus Edom. And this Kina travels through world history. The author of this kina is the Kalir. Kalir is a mystery man. We really don't know exactly when he lived, where he lived. We try to decipher his identity by studying his kinos, but the opinions range over 1,000 years, dating back to the time of the Tanoim all the way to the early Rishonim. They live in Eretz Yisrael, they now live in Eretz Yisrael, try to study the kinos. Okay, but this is another kina from the Kalir. Let's read the kina together. At least part of it, I'll translate some of the words. Eich tenachamuni hevel v'chinori nepach lehevel evel. How do you attempt to give me comfort? My harp has been transformed to mourning. Benach las chavel kovr alai ohol sevel ve'echenochem b'yom zeh b'chol shonei idan alai shim. Every year at this time, on this day, times change for the worse. Ve'hinuni aguma v'yaguna yoytse mi'elef shana. I'm already suffering in Golus more than 1,000 years. Now we begin, go back to the time of the Bayis Rishon, to the time of Yoshiyahu, Govar Choroin v'nigna Zoroin, Yoshiyo HaMelech, when he saw that the Churban was imminent, he saw what was happening, he hid the Aron HaKodesh, Ben Mishneh Shibaron b'Mesarvein Baroin, he realized the Aron HaKodesh, that the Beis HaMilch would be destroyed twice, V'chum Bayis Rishon, V'chum Bayis Sheini, V'eichen Lochem, V'ilosi Chalev Aviyadri Nishba, and it happened, V'chum Bayis came, V'rabas O'Haliva, O'Haliva is a term that refers to Yerushalayim, Bodod Yoshva was Chorav. Now, who all are ye misubicho? He describes in more detail. The Churban Nebuchadnezzar came from his thicket. Al Ariel, that's a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. The hisbicho, and he destroyed it. The higla misucho, misuko, minchosoy, vinisco. All of the Kurbanos came to the end with the Churban Bayis Rishoin. The horak hamoidim meshuche shemonim, and koihanim were killed. 80,000 koihanim were killed. Bivui nimnim pirche koihanim alof mushmoinim. Zin von Kichidi vihidbi v'ezra samalbi, he attacked them from behind like a snake, and he caused their blood to flow in the Beis Hamikdash. Aryuch Moilavi Nevuzardon, like Aryuch Moilavi Aldam Koyin v'Navi, this refers to Nevuzardon, he killed 1,100,000 children to try to appease the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada. This describes that after we have a tradition that even after the Bayis Rishon, Yerushalayim was plowed over. We know that it was plowed over after the Churban Bayis Sheni at a later point in time by Turnus Rufus, but there's a tradition that it was plowed over at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon as well. And that's what it says here. Chorash l'mashuos, ir m'leya t'shuos, uvot e'saifim m'shnayos yos, and the Arba Meos, there were 400 bati midrashim which were destroyed. This section concludes Golus Bada. Ran through it very quickly, all the different expressions describing the beginning of the middle of the, towards the end of the Bayis Rishon. The Oron was put away in hiding. Nebuchadnezzar comes. The Bayis is Chorav. The Kohanim have been killed. And the Beis Hamikdash has come to an end. Now we come to the Golus of Modai Uparas. Tosa Modai la'abed chamudai. Modai was swift to destroy my cherished ones. Umashla b'machamadai b'kore madai. Who does this refer to? This refers to Daniel ish chamudos. Daniel ish chamudos was killed by Haman, according to the Medrash, when he realized that he was speaking with Esther. B'kore madai refers to the moment when Mordechai ripped his clothing, recognizing when he heard about the gzera of Hashmir Laharigul Abed, it's called Hayudim. Yotzal Chanek Vnegur Mizanek, Vfe'echol Lashanek, Zokin Vyoshish Oilel Vyonek, the gzera of Hashmir Laharig, it's called Hayudim Minar Vyad Zokin Vyomechot. That concludes the Tkufa of Modai and Paras. Now we come to the Tkufa of the Yevanim. Kodosh Shilishis Al Kodesh Reishis, the third one is Yovan, Beshetzef Harishis Basalahoshis, with a swift stream that was deafening, they attempted to turn Eretz Yisrael into a wasteland. Lochatz Alechalek, they wanted to separate Bnei Cholak, that's Yaakov Avinu, who is smooth, as opposed to Esav, who is hairy, the Cholak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to separate Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by telling them, She'ein lochem chelek b'shein eish lolek, kismu lechem al keren hashar, She'ein lochem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. Okay, now we come to the fourth Golus, Edom. Morda Edoim Adusha Sodoim Votsa Vizodom Laabed Kate Svahadoim. Edoim rebelled, who is called Edom after the lentils that Esav took from Yaakov in payment for the Bechoira. Votsa Vizodom, he wanted with haste and wickedness. La'abed case v'hadam, to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. No aduim admanu mayav v'amoin, and he got together. They joined force with two nations, amanu mayav. La'hashpis amon, to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. La'hachadiv armon v'yeheich enochein. Okay, this concludes the Churban Bayis Sheni. Now we go further in history. Sila kol abirai, the edrei chaverai, the huvlogu giborai, li'ein kol avrai. My warriors and my friends were overpowered and destroyed by all those who passed me. What does this refer to? Harugei Beitar and the Asara Harugei Malchus, the aftermath of the Churban Bayis Sheni. Next sentence. The next kufa in Jewish history. Oifa nafshi lehorgim lemispar haharugim. My neshama is weak due to the victims. Ki ayol orgim v'olecha neherogim. They were like the ayol who yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they gave up their lives for your sake. Who are we referring to in this point in time in history? It's very clear that we're referring to the tkuf of the First Crusade. In fact, many of the piyutim and the kinos that describe the Crusade, they refer to the victims of the Crusade with the term Ayol Organ. The Ayol is a very spiritual creature. When there's a drought, all the other creatures of the forest, of the fields, come to the Ayol and they ask the Ayol, you serve as our Shliach Tzibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should rain. And the tzaddikim who lived at the time of the First Crusade were pure. I mean, the piyutim that mention them are compared to the ayol, and this fits perfectly in line with the period of time, 1096, 1,000 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Now we come to the next sentence. The next sentence seems to define the next period of time, the next 200 years, the Second Crusade, the Third Crusade, and its aftermath, and the entire change of the environment, how Jews recognize that they are vulnerable, and the pogroms, the blood libels that ensued during this period of time. Pulatzu b'yom kirov, they were horrified on days of battle, b'mizrach v'marav, in the wars that ensued between the Christians and Islam in the east and the south, east and the west. Their blood was mingled, a very large assembly. Acheinu b'nei Yisrael. Now we come to the next period of Jewish history. The next few hundred years, which involved blood libels, pogroms, persecution, unfair taxes, the gzeres of Tachvatat, 1648, inquisition, expulsion, conscription of Jewish children into the Russian army. Very difficult period of time following the end of the Tenth Crusade. Tsaros al tsaros, zumi zumi tsiros, one worse than the next. Gedoilois ubitsurois, aruchois veloi kitsarois. Now we come to the 20th century. World War I, World War II. 1.5 million Jews fought in World War I. Jew fought against Jew. Jew killed Jew. The Russian Revolution was an enormous, enormous tragedy, both physically and spiritually for Klal Yisrael. And all of this is captured in the words, Koshut Sinasan, they tied on their shields, the Chogu Chanisan, and they girded themselves with their spears, the Osifu Machanoisam, and the camps gathered together. World wars. The Harichu L'Ma'anisam, they lent in their furrows. The Echenochem. Now we come to the Holocaust. Rabo Isan Choisai, Viatsumos Kinoisai. Rabo Isnahamoisai, Viato Adoinoi. Admosai, 6 million people. Now we come to Nutkufa, 1948, the establishment of the State of Israel. For most of Gdolei Yisrael, the State of Israel was an incredible bracha. It's an incredible bracha, beyond description. But for the United Nations and for the world, it's just a means of inventing a new form of anti-Semitism. Shemato cherposam, cherfuni bisfasam, Shift of the kimasam, ani manginasam. How many resolutions by the General Assembly, by the Security Council have been passed, directed against Eretz Yisrael, against Achilu B'nai Yisrael? The vast majority, untold number. It's all hinted to, alluded to in the insults that the world directs against us when they sit down, when they stand up, in their conversation, and in their coming together. And now we come to a new tekufa of Jewish history, a new tzara. In the last 70 years in Eretz Yisrael, since the founding of the state of Eretz Yisrael, of Israel, there have been 7 major wars. Untold number of armed conflicts. Thousands of people have died defending Eretz Yisrael. Thousands have died. In fact, the last number I saw was almost 4,000 people have died just alone in, as victims of acts of terror. Not to even begin to count the people who are injured. Lives have changed and been disrupted in every shape and form. All of that is captured in these words. Our enemies say to us, they hurt us, they inflict harm upon us, all with the words, Tikvaschem Eifal. What are you hoping for? Malochem Po. What are you doing here in this land? Leave. It's not your land. What are you doing here? What are you trying to accomplish here? And in this call, they've brought upon us so much pain. Chora apoi, they tell us Hashem is angry at you. He brought upon you the Holocaust. The ein od lirpo, and there's no healing for you. And every spokesman that Klal Yisrael has put forth has been unable to silence their lies, their deceit, their slander. Teshuvos seichem nish'adomal. The idolaters just tell us your answers are not worth listening to. And now we come to the last line. When is this line? What are we referring to with this line? This line is today. Hayoim. Ad. How long will all of this last? Yashkoif mimoal, moirichol vayoal. This will last until the time of Tchias HaNesen. When is Tchias HaNesen? Hayoim. Hayoim in b'koloi tishmo. V'yozenochem. Okay, let's go to Kino Lamed Aleph. Kino Lamed Aleph is a favorite by most. We're going to sing it together. The way we sing Kino Lamed Aleph is each phrase that concludes with the word Bitseisin in Mitzrayim, we raise our voice. And each sentence that concludes with Bitseisin Yerushalayim, we sing in an undertone. Until we come to the very end, when we conclude with Beshuvi Mirushalayim. But before we begin, I want to just bring out one idea. We all know the pasuk, unfortunately, Ubila Hamavis Lanetzach, Umloch Hashem Elokim Dima Mial Kolpanim. There's a Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in the Sefer quotes a Medrash that he says he's not sure where the Medrash is. It's written in the Sefer, he doesn't know. That when it says in the pasuk dima me'al kol panim, it means afilu dima'os shel simcha. When the time comes that Hashem will obliterate death, there will be no tears. We cry today at times of sorrow, and we cry at times of joy, tears of joy. When mothers will cease to exist, there will be no tears. Not even a tear of joy. Very mysterious statement. Farshim, psychologists, they deal with this. And they tell us that every time a person cries at a time of joy, deep, deep down, subconsciously, that tear is rooted in pain. It can be explained many ways. It's not for now. But there's such a concept that a tear of joy is rooted in tsar. I always wondered about the schema. How could it be that on Tisha B'Av we sing a beautiful melody, we sing the most beautiful words describing Betzesi Mimitzray? How could that be? That's not the theme. That's not what we're supposed to do on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a sad day. Okay, so you'll answer me. It's a tool, it's a technique to bring out the tsar, contrast, sadness, sorrow versus joy. But still, it's not what we expect to do on Tisha B'Av. I think the answer is, when we read these words, we're supposed to cry tears of joy. But the mourning of Tisha B'Av is so all-encompassing. It's so complete. We mourn over those tears of joy because the tears of joy are rooted in sorrow, in pain. So we're encouraged here to cry tears of joy. But the focus is to be misadel over those tears. Mitzrayos lechavoid nigbas betzaisin in Mitzrayim shvikos usuos mikolos uzuvahos betzaisin Yerushalayim tzeitz hazav vehamshel verahav betzaisin in Mitzrayim hushlach hanezer veofas hoezer betzaisin Yerushalayim kiduhusha unruha uchvoid Adonai nira betzaisin in Mitzrayim Nigala humaroha v'ruha chatuma b'tzeisi nirushalayim Rihina vishua b'chatzotros hatrua b'tzeisi nimitzrayim Zaka hasohilol v'naka haschalol b'tzeisi nirushalayim Shulchan umenoira v'chalil uketoira b'tzeisi nimitzrayim Eliel v'soeva ufesel matzeva b'tzeisi nirushalayim Tohoira usuda uchlehe hachenda b'tzeisin in Mitzrayim Sasayin v'simcha v'nos yagon v'anocha b'shuvi l'Yerushalayim. Okay, we're going to go now to Kino Lamed Dalet. Kino Lamed Dalet, we discussed Kino Yud Zayin. This is the Kino that describes the story of the Buzardon as he encountered the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada. Yoimachbi hichbadeti vayichbilu avonig, and it's Lamed Dalet, 34. Avoni besholchi yad bedamnovi bechatzar el mikdash Adonai. Veloichi sosu adomo ad behol cherev monoi velo shokat adei hukam davanovi Zechariah. Vayereb vasiuda taniya vaniya. Hoy holich v'soyer ad bo rav tabochim uvo el mikdash Adonai motzo domim roischim. Vayisho bavu zeh hakoyim v'hazoyvichim v'yanu. Shekel dam navi vehilam ofetz va'oyitz va'abonim nishchatim v'eidei avos roius v'moysam la'tevach amachaneihem b'holz v'aymer l'navshi zechat osech v'zeh piryo v'ayedah b'vas yehuda taniya v'aniya hoysef l'harog noshim v'yon keshodayim v'doma ma'ori le'beinayhem k'dam yo'ohor Mitzrayim adehi no'hosa nebuzadun libo l'shamayim v'ayomer ha'im da'in da'in v'an hasni v'shalayim ha'k הכלת היסל לשרס השגיב היבר ויבן מרס יהודות הניבנים ולכוחת הנוהם הבינו והור והרשנו והרגנו לביח והרשי והרשי בגדינו ייחסכו לחמנו כי אם משום שיבנו בפוי מעלינו זה כמה סבון רחם לא מלחמה הסר אני אינך ומכל סי סביאס אז רוס חצפי המן Okay, we're going to go now to Kino Lamed Vav. Kino Lamed Vav, very well-known Kino from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Tzioin haloi seshali l'shloim asirayich. The Kino stands on its own. No need for elaboration. This Kino begins a series of Kinos that begin with the word Tzioin. Many ask, why are there so many words that refer to, well, so many, but why are there different terms that refer to Yerushalayim? Let's just focus now on two words, Tzion and Yerushalayim. What's the difference between the word Tzion and the word Yerushalayim? There are many, many answers. One popular answer doesn't work out in every reference. There are hundreds of references. Psukim. Tzion refers to the spiritual essence of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim refers to the bricks and stones. Yerushalayim, we know, is a city that was built from Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem, Avraham, Bahar Hashem, Yeroyah, composite of two different concepts, two different cities that were joined together, Ir Shechubu Lo Yachtov. Yerushalayim is used to refer to the brick and stone of the city. Tzion, on the other hand, is used more or less in reference to the spiritual essence of the city. The problem is, the word Tzion comes from the word Tzion. Mo ha-Tzion haloz. Many psukim which the word Tzion is a marker. It's a marker. A place that you can point to, you can identify. It is a very specific location. If we were to take these two terms, Yerushalayim and Tzion, we would expect the word Tzion to be used in reference to a physical location on this earth. Because after all, the word Tzion is similar to the word Tzion, a marker, a monument, a location. It's something which is very specific, very physical. Whereas Yerushalayim, it represents concepts of Sholem, of Yirah, Yeroheh. It would seem that it should be the reverse. But I believe that the answer is it is just the opposite. There's nothing more real in this world than a spiritual experience. All the money, the good food, and the bricks and stones are very temporary. They come and go, here today, gone tomorrow. What you take with you, Achameya Ve'esrim, is the spiritual experiences you've collected in life. Those are things which you can touch, Kaviyach. You can mark, you can say, this is what I have. Hatziyun haloz hazeh. It is my marker, it is my gift. Spirituality is the real thing. It is our true accomplishments in life. And that's why Tzion, precisely, Tzion is the word that is used to define the spiritual essence of Yerushalayim, as opposed to Yerushalayim, because it is something which is real for us. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was a master paitan. We have from him over 300 piyutim. He was a very successful Spanish Jew, and he was a physician. He's the author of the Kuzari. He lived during the time of the First Crusade, and he gave up everything, to come to Eretz Yisrael, to make Aliyah, to be part of being in Eretz Yisrael, the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. He truly puts us all to shame. His security was a lot greater than most people have today, what we have. And Eretz Yisrael at that time, the time when he traveled to Eretz Yisrael, was desolate, was nothing. And yet he gave up everything to come and to be part of the Ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael. His persona itself is the greatest inspiration, the greatest mussar in reading the Kina that we have in front of us. Kina Lamed Vav, Tziyayin Halei Sashali L'Shloim Asir Ayich, Dorshei Shlomech V'yehim Yeser Ador Ayich, Miyam Mizrach V'Yisafa V'Seymon Sholem Rochayik V'Koro V'Si'i Kohol Avor Ayich. Ushalaim asir tikvano sein demav gital chemoin v'nichsaf lirid tam al ha al hararayich livkoy sein usechani sanim v'yeis echoloim shivash usechani kinor d'shivayich libi l'veisel v'lefnei el nohoi v'yehmem ulemachanayim v'chol nigei tihorayich shom hashkina shuhunulach v'yoytshech potzach l'mul sharei shachak shorayich. For the noel of our hoyon, the hoyreich, Going to go now to Kina Mem Aleph. Sha'ali Srufa Beish. The Kina of the Maran Miranberg. Let's begin with some background. The year was 1242. France, Paris. There were difficult times. There was an apostate by the name of Nicholas Donin, who convinced the church, the monks, that the words of the Talmud were blasphemous to the teachings of the church. And after a series of debates that were eloquently led by Rabbi Yechiel ben Yosef of Paris, it was a foregone conclusion that the Jews would lose, the church would win, and the Talmud would be confiscated and destroyed. The year 1242 was more than 200 years before the invention of the printing press. All volumes of the Talmud were handwritten, were of extreme value, and precious for Klal Yisrael. At that time, the volumes were collected, gathered into 24 wagons. There were a total of over 1,200 manuscripts, and they were destroyed, they were burned in front of a cathedral in the town square in Paris. The Gedolei Yisrael of the time interpreted this as a punishment for Sinas Chinam. This was during the time, the aftermath of the Rambam's works coming to light, Sefer Hamada, Mor Nevuchim. Not everyone in Klal Yisrael was so happy with what the Rambam had to say. Things got out of hand. And the works of the Rambam were burnt, in fact, 40 days in the exact spot where the volumes of the Talmud, the 24 wagons of the Talmud, were destroyed. And many Gedolim of the time interpreted this as a punishment for Sinas Chinam when they saw the ashes of the Talmud mingle with the ashes of the works of the Rambam. This event took place Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. The Gedolei Yisrael of the time, they were mispalel and they received the message from Shemayim through a dream. Zois Chukas HaTorah Do Gezerah Saraisa. This Gezerah has been handed down from on high, and it is indeed a punishment for the generation. There was a young man there by the name of Rabbi Meir ben Baruch, known to us as the Meram Meranberg, from the last group of the Baalei Tosfos, the Rishonim. Many of his works we have today. We have from the Rami Ramberg over 1,000 Piskei Halacha. Many Minhagim come from the Rami Ramberg. He witnessed this event. He was 22 years old at the time and was horrified. And at some point in time, he composed the kina we have in front of us, Sha'ali Suf of Aish, Lashlan, Lashlan of Eilayach. May the ashes, he personifies the Torah in the ashes. May you go to Shemayim and seek the welfare of Klal Yisrael. What is going to be now with the loss of the Talmud? This event was a very great tragedy to the Jews of France, and indeed, only 64 years later, the Jews of France were expelled. Today, in some communities, there is a custom to fast Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. It's a very unusual type of fast because we are well aware that all of our holidays and days of commemoration always take place on a specific calendar day. It is one of the only events that takes place on a day of a week relating to the Parshas HaShavua, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. The question is why? Why do we, or in some communities, do we observe a fast, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, mourning for this event that took place 771 years ago? We have a tradition, Hafoichba, Hafoichba, Dukulaba. The events, current events, can be found in the Parshas HaShavua. It's not just a random act that an event happens during a certain parish on a certain day. Everything that happens can be found in Kedusha de Sidra, in the Kriyas HaTorah of the week. And in fact, tradition tells us that we go a step further. Every single day's event can be found in the Aliyah. We divide the parish into seven parts. There are seven Aliyahs. There are 7 days of the week. Each day's event can be found, the current events of each day can be found in that particular Aliyah. 99.9% of the time, it's beyond us to see any relationship between what is happening and the Parsha Shavua. Once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the gift, opens up our eyes, and we are able to see. I'll give you a classic example. 9-11. 9-11 was a Tuesday. It was Parshas Nitzavim. What was the third Aliyah of Parshas Nitzavim? Gofris v'melach srefa chol arza. V'omru kol ha-goyim. Nechori ho'af ha-godol hazeh. I ask you, is there a better pasuk, the chol ha-Torah kula, that can define 9-11? And there it was, Parshas Nitzavim, the third Aliyah, the Kriyas HaTorah, the Aliyah of that day. Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, is the sixth Aliyah of Parshas Chukas. There are some very beautiful psukim in that Aliyah. Oz Yoshir Bnei Yisrael Es Ashira Hazos Ali Be'er Enula Be'er Chaforua Sorim Koruha Nedivei Am Bin Choykeik Bin Nishan Osoim. The pasuk simply refers to the Be'er Miriam. After the death of Miriam, in the schools of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Be'er returned. But the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Rachaim says this refers to Kedusha of Torah. Hoy kol tzomim l'chul amayim. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Be'er that has been crafted, has been dug. Chafaru was sorted by the princes, by the greatest of the great, by Moshe the Aaron. Koruho Nididayam, Bin Choykek, by the lawgiver, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Bin Mishan Osam, with their mate, the mate Elokim, their magic hand. I ask you, is there a better pasuk, B'chol HaTorah Kula, that can capture the essence of the Talmud Bavli and its commentaries that were destroyed on that fateful day, Vav, that fateful day, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, in the year 1242. What is the Talmud Bavli? It is the Be'er Chafaru Asarim. It is the well that has been dug, that has been crafted by the great ones, the Tanoim, the Amoroim, been put into words by Ravina v'Rav Ashi. Be'er Chafaru Asarim Koru Nididayon Bin Choykeg Bin Mishan Osam, with their magic pen. And it's for this reason that we fast precisely Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. We wish to awaken the psukim, the shira of Klal Yisrael, to appreciate what we have lost on that day. This year was a very tragic year. We went through Hurricane Sandy. I don't in any way mean to minimize the human suffering, the toll it took on Achenu B'nai Yisrael, psychological damage, physical damage, loss of mamon, enormous loss of mamon, tsar, the pain. But there was another tragedy about Hurricane Sandy that it's appropriate to think about when you read this kina. There were truckloads and truckloads of shamus piled in the street, taken for burial. If you read the end of the kina, just read the words. Esma l'nafshi, I wonder. Eich yerav l'chiki ochol, how can I eat? Acharei re'oisi, asher osu shilolayich el toich rechoyva kinidachas. When I witnessed this horrific scene, the shame is piled in the streets. And of course, I don't mean to compare. We know this, no one, chas v'sholom, came with weapons and terrorize us. This was a natural event. But still, among those svarim were shasim given by parents, in-laws, to a chosan in Kala. Even if the chosan didn't have a chance to learn very much of the shas, when you walk into their home, it sets the tone. It's a davar shabi kedusha. There was sidurim that were presented by grandparents to their grandchildren with the yearning that their children should grow and dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a dover shebe kedusha. There were chumashim, volumes of shas that Talmidim spent as an entire zman toiling over. Handwritten notes. Why did this happen? We don't know. No one has the answer. But every person on their level has an obligation to say to himself, Mo Hashem Elokecha Doyresh Meimach. Let's say the kino am shali strufa boyeish v'shloim aveilayich. Hamesavim shuchoyim v'chatsar zivulayich. Hashoyafim v'yafar eretz v'hakoyavim hamishtoimimim alemoyked girulayich. Holchim chashechim v'yenoig avikoyvim l'or yoimon asher yizrach aleihem v'olayich. Ushloim enoish menach boich abelev nishvar tamid nikoinin alei tzireim. Chavolayich v'yisoynein kisanim v'nos yano v'yikro mispeid mar big lolayich. Eicho nesun bo'esh oichlo tu'ukal bo'esh posa v'lo nichvu zorim b'gachalayich. Ad on adino tihi shoichlo b'roiv hashkeit ufnei ferochai halo chisu. Chavolayich teishrov gavo nishpoid v'nei hel b'chol hamishpoid potem v'sovi b'filayich. Oy, tigzor lishoyf taseish bechukim, v'lochein ashrei sheyisham lachti v'layich. Tziri b'lapid v'heish halevavur zeh, nesonech ki v'yachariseich t'lahet esh b'shulayich. Sinai ha'alkein, b'chob l'char elohim lohas, b'gdolim v'zorach, b'gdolayich, li'ez l'mofes l'dos, kisis smahe v'seved nikovoido. V'hein emshol m'sholayich moshu v'melech asher bocho, l'mishvei v'noi, tzof asher yigva, kein ahad b'milayich. Tachas mil tichat Kisrasin an the Sheikh Besak, Tata Lavush al Menos, Tachlev, Sibolaich, Oidemosadehu Kanachal. Vigil the Kibush Nation is also the Shne, Soreyatsi, like Mushiban, Horvia, Sham, Ayesh, Torahado, Shabahim, Sufuvilayah, Hoydishli, Shivu, Hukshar, Horvihi, Lahashkis, and the Sech of Hoyefi, Kivlayah, Goda, Lilu, Hoy, Sochina, the Valtoy, Listrefoesh, Tos, Hazel, Tashlum, Kifilayah, Esmalinavshi, Ekirab, Yacholach, they will fresh Osu, Shivlayah, El Toych, Vichoyba, Kididachas. The sorfu shelah halel yonashatim aslo vaki halayich lo yedalim soderech salula hachi hoyu avelos nisiv yoshem nisiloyich yuntak bifi midvash lumsach b'mashke dimahoy sulurag lahiyos kabul kivalayich yerav leilish yvmine gemay Zaki bekol mar litzur al shivanech dal chacholich lu yiskor havas mulaich chivi lebushak alei ha'avor ha'shayotzu lechalik v'sof suras mulaich ki meyenu seich yinachameich tzuv yoshiv shivu shivte yishud v'yodin es shif olaich oi tadi ba'adi shodi v'sof tikhi telchi b'mochol b'tzali deim chaylaich yodim lovavi b'yitzudech lorloch v'yagi al choshkeich V'yoyihu afeloyich. It is the custom here in this gathering to conclude with a kina relating to the Holocaust. Specifically, it is our custom here to recite the kina of Hagoyin of Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Before we begin, I wanted to say a few words. There are many terms that we are accustomed to using in reference to this horror that has occurred 70 years ago. Among them, the most well-known is the word, the term, the Holocaust. Others refer to it with the term, the Shoah. And there are others that refer to it with the term Churban Europa, the destruction of Europe. And the Gedolei Yisrael, Shemipim Anuchoyin, have times expressed their opinion, the merits, demerits, advantages, disadvantages of using different terms to define this period of time. It appears that Rav Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in this kina, has used a new term to define this period of time. In the third line, in my printing, the words read, Yizkar, may you Hashem remember the day Ro'on, Sheldor Acharon. The day Ro'on. What is the translation of the word day Ro'on? So in my translation it says, the gruesome fate. What does that mean? The truth is, the word day Ro'on appears in Tanakh only twice. Once in Daniel, and once at the end of Sefer Yeshayah, the last pasuk of Yeshayah. Many of us are familiar with this pasuk. It is the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk there is referring to the event of Yimos HaMashiach, when Mashiach will come and the tzaddikim will see the bodies, the dead bodies of Goyg u'Magog lying on the road as they come up to Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu deiro'on l'chol basar." It will be a disgrace l'chol basar. Rashi translates the words deiro'on as bizoyon, a disgrace. But Rashi goes on to give us another translation from the Targum. The Yoinasan Tirgim, the word Deiro'on is a composite of two words. Dei, or Dai, Ro'on. Enough to see. Rashi explains, this means, it is something that is so horrible, when you attempt, ra'on, to take it in, to absorb it, to view it, to see, you are overwhelmed with such horror that your natural response is, die. Enough. I cannot continue to witness, to absorb, to take in this horrible sight. Die re'ia. Enough to see. And certainly that fits very well with the Holocaust. Holocaust is the event, it's impossible for a human being to grasp, to absorb the torture of even one person. Allah has come for Kama, 6 million people, it's beyond the human mind to understand. And when we come in contact, encounter, that's our natural reaction. Die re'ia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many names. Hashem, Elohim. One of Hashem's popular names we can come in contact with all the time is Shakai. Every man who puts on tefillin has the Shin Dalad Yud on his tefillin. Every bayis, as you come to the bayis, the Shin Dalad Yud on the mezuzah. Shakai. What does Shakai stand for? She'omar le'olamai dai. Hashem said to the world, enough. What does that mean? Chazal explained. When HaKadosh Baruch created the world, He put into motion creation. The world was beginning to evolve, was beginning to come forth. Mountains were moving, oceans were forming. And the world was evolving at a pace where, if HaKadosh Baruch would have allowed, it would have been obvious to every creature that HaKadosh Baruch is the creator. And HaKadosh Baruch did not want the world to know that He was the creator. He wanted to maintain His anonymity. And suddenly, in the middle of the process of creation, He gave out a shout, die, enough. Don't proceed. Let man discover me. Let man have the greatest pleasure in this world by having the opportunity to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Holocaust was the event in world history where man has abused to its exponential power the concept of Dai. Man has said, if it's not obvious that there is a creator, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, we can do whatever we want. L'chu v'nachidem v'lo yizocher shem Yisrael od. Man has abused the concept of Dai. The Dai of the word Dei Ra'on stands in direct contrast to the Dai of Shakai. She'omar le'olamai Dai. It says in the pasuk, "V'nasati b'beisi v'chol bosai yod v'shem toiv mibonim u'bonos." 1.5 million children did not live to see their own children. The other 4.5 did not fare much better. It is our duty to give these people a yod v'shem. What is a yod? A yod is a mokom. What is a mokom? Baruch ha-mokom, Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a coincidence that the word yad are the same letters of dai. The greatest memorial monument we can give the Kedoshim is to live a life where we find the Dai in Shakai. We uncover a new dimension of Hashem's hidden nature and bring it to life. To reverse the Dai of the Dei Ra'on to the Dai of She'omar Le'olamai Dai. To bring that Dai into a Yod, into a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to read with you the keynote together. HaZeicher Maskidov, Dor, Dor, Ukidoshov, Me'ez Asheroz Bichartanu, Yizkor Dera Hoin, Shol Dor Acharoin, Oyom, Mehoin Lanu, Shetufei Mabel Dom, Shemoshu Nafshoi Som, Kol Shikuye Inkei Habocha, Yifkidei Meluhim, Be'artos Achayim, Be'adeya Ad Zichram Livrochom, Su'u Elov Kapayim, Aho, Eishamayim, Ho, Yalmetav, Shifte Yisrael, Eidois, Ukihilois, Orim Ugalilois, Chavurois, Moisodois, Komo Adeel, Mi ten Talgimayin, Teradnoinayim, El Ashtois, Nachale, Hademaos, Ale alfe alafin gufim nisrafim b'mayei shachurban uzevahos. Gal sari hatoyra umachazikim masoyra gal pirche hakuhuna hatzirim gal chovshe midrashay suman umarais tinoikos beis rabam yakirim albonois beitchois v'savim v'savois gal zarum v'tapam sheyoladu v'gam l'rabois v'rvois ne'ahovim v'chayim v'moisam lohoi nifradu es domam d'roish kisisa es roish shel kol nid לעולים הטרופים כל נפשוס מייס ממי שבר ושיש שישו אלפי פעמים אלופים שלישיו לבואר ברק זעם סויר ניכר מהחמד והופתון גויל הדום נו זכר צדום על תמחה מספר כוספת זכר הנו אוקויס ורעש צאוקויס עוז יובלו לא רצח You already know him, did the most pnei him, los, he shachach no lenetzach, kochil, ugenicho, unihitzricho, mishdude lahakois, hakilavim, zichor usifor, benoit kotzror, areis nekoim, elboim, aluvim, benachnes haprohim, keev, unigohim, ufachim, nefoshos, agumois, charofois, utzichoik, klimois, varoik, Pitze hakohois, ayumois, uovoin, simohon, shigohoin, itzovoin, vechishloin, necheshoin, blichoyach, vechonakois, cholol, mikol, yochid, umlol, cholilo, licho, milishkoyach, vesimososhon, mikidor, mikivshon, tilei, silim, atzomos, vegidim, vechadre haral, kol shehogois, mikahal, הנחנוקים תוריך תורי חוידים וסריכון גופוי סגביוס סגופוי סגלו דוימן אדמאס ליצן איך חופקו תורפיהם ולוויריס חלוויהם ויועד איש לקישות אנושי נוגריטס עצמאוס שהל ראשי הברויס למין שיבוד הרח צלמובס לשמאל איך יורו ירוס על חופי הברויס ביסוי חיבוד קבר חוידים לשאול עולם איך אינו אך יסד וסוס ונסיינו וקריסוס תרי למידי ואיפים אכסורים ופליטי הסלידים ומחלוסוס סורים ותן ילודים בבת ישמן כמו עם ססר ולילום דם בני הגוי לא חוי אריאל ונבס כסתר עצור גדול שם יגין להשאי שם לא סגדה בכלונך היום כעד ששמח בכל שמה ישול ועשו נפש ועשו יסייסים Ja, ja, machen ist die gute Nachricht, aber wenn man nur schon schön ist, doch haben wir schon am Kiosk an der Republik war nicht der Problem, aber mit dem Safe Fall der was wir über Brack nicht sehen, damals kurz das Assembly schreck. Doch habe ich ja gegen das Zentrum aus der Schule mit mir mal sagen, ich soll das schon da in der Reihe mit Rappen so schön ist, aber ich mag mir sehr. Der kann man sagen, ja, mit Rappen so nur am Rand so kann ich schon Elitzion v'yorehom k'mo isho v'tzireho v'chivsu lo chagur asak al bal nivurehom Alei anoin asher nutash v'yash masoin adoreho v'yal b'yas nechor feyel b'sich mikdash chadoreho Alei golos mishor seyel mani meshir zimoreho V'yal domom asher shupach k'moy mei mei oi rehom. Alei hegyoy nechohoy lehom asher domam biyoreho V'yahal v'har asher shomeim uvitul sanhedrehom. Alei zivchei senihideho ufidyoy nehei bichoyreho v'yal chilul klei heichol umizbach kitoyreho. Alei Alechavoy Rasher Golo, Bies Kurban Divireho, Vialachet Sasher Lochatz, Visom Sakin Hagureho. Alei machatz v'roiv makois asher huku nizireho v'yal niputz alei sela oi lo leho une oreho. Alei simchas oi veho sochaku al shivoreho v'yal inui b'nei choyrin nidiveho Tehoi Rehom. Alei fesha sheri v'so silu derech ashureho v'al tzevo iskeho leho shizufeho shichoi rehom. Alekolois nichorfeho, Beisrabu figoreho, Vial rikshas megadfeho, Besoich mishkan chatseireho. Alei shimcha asher chulal, Bifi konei mitzireho, Vial tachan yitzav chuloch, Kishoy vushma, Amorehon. Alitzion v'yohoreho Kimo isho v'tzireho V'chivsulo chagurasa Ahalbal me'ureho Shinroin called it in Kimutuni of an Ili, Eretz, Achares, Yusuli, and I, the Holy Votir, and the Zuni of the Mazin of the Lulavashavam, and the Hassam Shili, Holy, the Shibu, the Holy Adi, the Holy Sura, the Gadi, the Shibu, the Holy, 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 the Kinebiyar hakastim pamayim lil kaditi ushviyo anil vabal yivaditi vlis shafnei choshev nolav nolav Hachoy mel al dal chamol al dalu samrei shim lai samrei chlo zamol Trachin tzioin kasher marto usichoin neneho kasher dibatet amare yeshuot v'zoch shkulo v'zoch shuv li yushlaim v'rachamim rabin tafliyan neneho l'chein koyim adonai tshat v'yushlaim v'rachamim beisi yivode boh nu adonai tzvos v'kob yino tel yushlaim v'nemar oid kuro lebor koyim adonai tzvos oid tzifu tzeno orai mito v'nicham adonai oid esiyon v'vachar oid yushlaim v'nemar ki nicham adonai tzion nicham kol chor v'sero Vayasamid Borakadin Vyarvasakan of Night Sosoin the Simhoimot Sevo Toida be called Zimro Ashre Yoshreve Serho, the Halu for Sal Ashre Am Shalom Sherman. Tilo Ravidanim Hodu.
I know what time, was.
Yeah,